Voting for the 2016 J98 Winter Dream Team has closed, and all of our area coaches have made their opinions heard.
First of all, I'd like to thank Carrie, KTJJ for all the coverage they give us.
I would also like to thank the radio station for all they do for our sport.
It's quite an honor to be recognized as Dream Team Athlete by the coaches from around the area.
St. Genevieve is going to the state bracket.
For the first time since 2006, the Fredericktown Lady Blackhats are district champions.
By Burnham is going back to the state bracket.
The Park Hills Central Rebels complete the doubleheader sweep.
They win both district championships.
The Ellington Whippets are your Class 2 District 3 champions.
Over the course of our show, we will unveil the coaches' selections for this year's J98 Dream Team. This edition of the Dream Team Selection Show will showcase the area's best basketball players and the area's premier wrestlers. It's time once again for the award-winning Dream Team Selection Show on J98. Here's your host, Glenn Johnson.
Good evening. It is that time of year once again on Kicking Country, J98 The Boot, and we stream this online as well at MIMOinfo.com. It's time for the Dream Team Selection Show. I am Glenn Johnson, your host, and alongside Greg Armbruster, he'll be pretty much the co-host and producer of this show here tonight. Greg, how you doing?
I am quite pleased that it is 6 o'clock on the 21st of March. We've had quite a bit of effort and time going to this, and it's finally here.
Tommy Self, sports director at 1400 KJFF. He's going to be our Jefferson County correspondent tonight. I think we'll have a few of those.
I think we will. I would imagine so. It was a good year in basketball and certainly in wrestling in Jefferson County. Maybe not quite as much as have been, but the teams at the top were as good or better than they've been in the last couple years. Overall, maybe not overall depth, but the teams at the top were very good.
Chad Speaker is with us, program director at J98. We had to invite the boss. So he's
hey, one of my favorite things we do. So and when you came up with the idea for the show a couple years ago, I thought it was a great idea, and it's fun to hear from people that listen in and call in and be a part of it. So away we go. Huh?
You guys are gamers, right? Like video gamers? What do you call the new guy? Noob or something like that?
Oh, I don't think I was going to go with a different route that I don't believe is appropriate. It's maybe FNG, if you follow.
Whatever that term is, that's what Will Cheshire is. Will has, he got what, the last second half of the basketball season with us?
You know, I jumped in my very first day. I got to go out and see North County and the Fredericktown Lady basketball game, and that was exciting. I knew I was in for a treat for the area high schools, and certainly had a pleasure watching all the athletes play, and excited to be a part of the first Dream Team show.
Yeah. I think Will turned Fredericktown season around. They were cold until he arrived, and then they started rolling.
You're welcome, Fredericktown. Send that fan mail to J98, address at Will Cheshire. So this is how the Dream Team works. We get the nominations in from all the coaches in the listening area. Then we compile that out on a ballot, send it back out, let the coaches vote. You cannot vote for your own player for Dream Team, and that's pretty much the stipulation. And then we get the ballots back, we count up the votes, and whoever has the most votes, top 10 for each sport, they make it onto the Dream Team. And I think last year might have been the best overall basketball Dream Team we've had since I've been here. This one's right up there. This one's very, very close. I know you guys, most of you guys have seen the list. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree with that, and it was hard to just think about only 10 basketball players on both the boys and girls side getting in. There were a lot of guys deserving that didn't make it, but we'll get to all that.
The ones who didn't make it, by the way, we're going to have a snubs segment. We were doing snubs at the end of each segment, but now we're going to wait to the very end. We'll do all our snubs at once at the end of the show. If you haven't listened to the show before, we're going to get 30 one-minute bios with each of the athletes who make it, starting with girls basketball. And the first one was a no-brainer.
Megan Skaggs, 6-foot senior, Central Lady Rebels.
Bounce pass down low to Skaggs. Skaggs going to dribble around to the left side. Oh, Megan Skaggs. Fadeaway jumper with contact once again, getting it to go.
Skaggs averages 22 points per game with 12 rebounds, 4 assists, with over 1,700 career points and 1,200 career rebounds. She has won 15 championships in her career. She's an all-conference and all-district player for 4 years, all-state, Dream Team MVP last year, was a part of the school's first state title and 44-game winning streak. She's the all-time leading scorer in school history and the team captain. She's also involved in student council, student advisory, C Club, Pep Club, National Honor Society, and she's a student body president.
Megan Skaggs, Central Lady Rebels.
Who wants to start with undoubtedly the best basketball player on the girls' side to ever come through Park Hill Central High School?
Well, I saw her playing in the district tournament up at Jefferson High School, and it was clear that she was a woman playing amongst girls. And the thing that when I tried to explain to other people about her is, you know, a lot of times you'll see girls basketball and they'll try to throw the long outlet pass and they'll take one dribble and they, you know, maybe don't have the body control and they'll throw it off the bottom of the rim. She doesn't do that. She has tremendous body control. She has tremendous touch. She makes it look so easy. And she has, I mean, obviously she can shoot it well, but just in the paint, she's so fluid with her movement, and it's really impressive to watch, and no surprise that she's moving on to play in college, and no surprise she's made it on the Dream Team.
Yeah, no holes in her game. I mean, I think when she gets to college, they're probably going to develop her three-point shot a little bit more, but, I mean, that wasn't her role, but, you know, she could play. She was a point center. She could go down low, bang it. She was strong. If they needed help with the press, that's fine. Mid-range jumpers were fine, good passer, and also tremendous leadership as well as something I noticed.
And how often did she just execute her own full-court press, get a steal on the logo, and take an easy layup at the other end?
She'll be a Central Missouri Ginny next year. Reigning Dream Team Player of the Year. Will she do it again? I guess we'll find out here in a couple of weeks. Next up, the girls' basketball Dream Team from the same conference.
Holly Forbes, 5'10 junior, North County Raiders.
Pass inside to Forbes on the left side. She's going to take it herself, driving those, show her strength, draws the foul and gets it to go. Beautiful play there by Forbes.
Forbes averages 23.3 points per game with 9 rebounds, 3 steals, and 2 assists. She's a first-team all-conference player. She was also a member of the Class 4 District 2 All-District team. She was also a member of the U.S. Bank Invitational All-Tournament team. She passed the 1,000-point mark this season. She's also involved in volleyball, FBLA, Letterman's Club, and she is the FCA president.
Holly Forbes, North County Raiders.
I don't want to say she came out of nowhere because she was very good as a sophomore and even as a freshman, but Holly Forbes really had a breakout year this year.
Yeah, I think Holly, I'm sorry I have to use this term. Don't take offense to it because it's so fitting. Holly Forbes inside is a beast. Good luck. And the worst thing for most area coaches that aren't at North County, she's a junior.
He means that in the best way.
I do. I mean, I haven't seen anybody all year long that really stopped her inside, and she's just dominant. That's plain and simple.
She was a tremendous athlete. Like last year before, big and strong, but the skill development that she's shown from year to year has been just outstanding. And I think she's just a terrific player to watch play. You go say, hey, I got to go to a Holly Forbes game tonight, and that's fun to do.
I know when I first just entered the game, my very first game I did was a North County and Fredericktown game, and everybody was, you know, talking up how good Holly Forbes was and everything. And a lot of times you get all this hype, and it kind of the performance will get let down, whether it's a movie, a show, or anything of that nature. With Holly Forbes, that was not the case. I was instantly impressed when I saw her play, and I clearly saw why there was so much hype surrounding her.
Brand-new head coach for North County this year. She did not skip a beat. In fact, she stepped up her game, so that's how good she is. Let's stay in the MAAA, but let's go to the small schools.
Briar Johnson, 5'10 junior. Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers.
Dribbles off of the screen to the right wing, throws up top. Johnson shoots the three, hits it. 4-point game with 30 seconds left. Johnson with some big buckets in the fourth quarter.
Johnson averages 14 points per game with 10 rebounds, 3 steals, 1 assist, and she's 42% from field goal range and 69% from the line with 14 double-doubles. She's a 2-year all-district player, 2 years all-conference, 3-year varsity starter, a 1-year team MVP, a Magic Basketball Academy selection. She's also involved in National Honor Society, FBLA, and Pep Club.
Briar Johnson, Arcadia Valley Lady Tigers.
Coach Waddell's doing something right down at Arcadia Valley. He's always got a girls' basketball player on. It's been Anna Thomas the past few years. Well, now the torch has been passed to Briar Johnson. There's just several things she does well. It's hard to pinpoint just one thing.
The numbers that she has, the resume is top-notch, and that is a big factor in her being announced as our third Dream Teamer so far. But one thing that always impresses me, when you get the big resume, a great athlete, the numbers inside the classroom, if they match the numbers on the court, I find that to be much more impressive because you're carrying a lot more of a workload throughout the year, and she's one of those, seventh in her class, and still had a great year.
Chad, Arcadia Valley, it maybe took them a little bit to find themselves at the beginning of the season, but once they did, man, they got going quick, fast, and in a hurry.
Well, and such a tough schedule for them. You mentioned that you went to the small schools right there, and you know they play the Frederick Towns, and I mean, they have such a difficult schedule, and you lose your team leader, like you mentioned, from the year before, who'd been a Dream Team athlete, and it took a little bit to get their footing, but she was, I think, one of the main reasons, certainly, why they found it.
This has been an NAAA-dominated girls basketball dream team so far. I guess we're going to stay that way with this next pick.
Paige Godsey. 5'5" senior. Fredericktown Blackhats.
13 to play. Get your internal clock running. A long three for Godsey. Nothing but nylon for Paige Godsey. Back-to-back threes.
Godsey led Fredericktown to their first district championship since 2006. Over the course of her career, she amassed 1,194 career points. She averaged 12 points per game, 4 assists, 3.5 steals per game, and shot 75% from the free throw line. She was second team All-Conference in 2015, All-District the last 2 years, going for 3 in a row. She was a member of Student Council, Beta Club, A+, and was a Dream Team selection in 2015.
Paige Godsey. Fredericktown Blackhats.
So, Will Cheshire, you got a good taste of Fredericktown girls basketball. I think your first day on the job, you got to call that Fredericktown-North County game, so you saw Paige immediately.
I saw Godsey immediately next to Forbes and Paige Godsey. She started off a little bit slow in that game in the first half, and then in the second half, I think she scored 18 points and literally carried the Lady Cats to victory, and I think that kind of sparked them on a big run. And then the rest of the way, the Lady Cats going, Godsey impressed me with her senior leadership, particularly handling the offense there, and her three-point shooting was uncanny, and Annabeth Phillips as well, that tandem in the backcourt, one of the tops in the area.
You know, you look at Forbes, too, and you immediately think, what an athlete, and you say, she's going to be tough to handle. And Godsey is exactly the opposite, a slight build, a little blonde, you know. I mean, how's this girl going to be? But she is as tough as they come. And it was like you said, she willed her team to victory. They'd been in an offensive funk for about 2 weeks, and she just decided it was over. And she kind of took that game to the next level the rest of the season.
And to add to that, I mean, like Will just mentioned, Fredericktown maybe not having the best game, and she is the catalyst to get them back into it. And I think all three of us could individually tell a story from a different game where she did that. Man, when she gets that look in her eyes, you know it's about to happen, and it's fun to watch.
I've seen Paige Godsey play, too.
So make that four
say,
of
you
us.
You say four. You don't have to leave me out, man.
Sorry.
And she got off to a little bit of a slow start for her standards as well. And then, man, I think, I don't know what it was, confidence kicked back in, and then she started taking over, and it makes a repeat performance, or repeat appearance, I should say, on the Dream Team. MAAA one more time, why not?
Madison Reynolds, 5'7" junior, St. Genevieve Dragon.
Right side Reynolds, a three for the win. Got it! She just knocked the bottom out of it! And the St. Genevieve Dragons come from 19 down to shock the Lady Trojans!
Maddie played in 25 games for St. Genevieve this year, averaging 18.2 points, 4.2 assists, 3.7 rebounds, 3 steals, and 0.2 blocks per game. At season's end, she ended up with 456 points, was 144 of 219 from the free throw line for 66%, had 92 rebounds, 106 assists, 76 steals, 6 charges, and 5 blocks. She's also a force to be reckoned with in the classroom, with a GPA at 4.2 and ranked in the top 3 in her class.
Madison Reynolds, 5'7" junior, St. Genevieve Dragon.
Another MAAA player, the first 5 on the girls' basketball team, all from the MAAA, but how about the season Madison Reynolds just put together?
Chad, you have to go on this one because you saw in the Christmas tournament.
Yeah,
you saw it.
I mean, she's a new age scoring point guard. You know, she's a guard that can handle it, but she can lead the team in scoring and also distribute. And those guards are the ones that you rely on to score when you really need it, but you rely on them to get the team set up and in the right spot too. And you know that highlight there is kind of what you were referencing. They were down 19 to Potosi, and it didn't happen in one big run. They just kept playing and playing. And the thing was, you knew where the ball was going. You knew what shot was going to be taken. You just had to stop it. And Madison Reynolds said, "Nope, it's going in, and we're going to go. We're going to win." So
Does she remind you guys of Kenzie Jones a little bit? Just the way she leads the team, brings the ball off the floor, isn't afraid to shoot, can pass with the best of them, and is just a skilled basketball player.
I can see a little of that, yeah, sure.
And in that, there's a little subtlety to their game to where you look up and it's like, she has 19 points. Wow, that happened awfully quick.
Yeah, I got on you in a hurry. Well, we've had enough of the MAAA for now. We might get back to the MAAA, but let's go to the Black River League.
What's wrong with being confident?
JC Skaggs, 6 foot senior, Bunker, Lady Eagles.
Oh, Skaggs cut to the basket. They found her driving in. She puts it up and one. And JC Skaggs continues to tear up the South Iron Lady Panthers tonight.
Leading her team to its first quarterfinal appearance in 19 years, Skaggs scored almost 24 points per game, pulling down 13 rebounds. She shot 60% from the field, 74% from the free throw line, averaging 4 block shots per game. Skaggs came back as the returning Class 1 Player of the Year with over 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 400 blocks in her career.
What's wrong with being confident?
So she is also a returning Dream Team player and should have made it her sophomore year. I still contend she was one of the top 10 players in our listening area her sophomore year. Didn't make it that year, but boy, Bunker's going to be sad to see her go because they've made the state playoffs in each of her years there. And then this year, her senior year, fitting, they make it one step further onto that quarterfinal, which ties the farthest they've ever gone in the state playoffs. She was, I don't want to say the reason, because there's other good players on that team, but she is a big, big reason why.
And when you look at her numbers, I mean, it would take a lot of people 8 years to do what she's done in 4, maybe 3.5, but just the numbers alone speak for themselves to such a great deal about how important she was to that team and that program. The numbers are ridiculous.
We make a big deal of it when people go over 1,000 points, and that is a big deal. JC's over 2,000 points, 1,000 rebounds, and 400 block shots.
And against double teams, triple teams, right. Box and ones, triangles. And I mean, they've thrown everything at her you can throw at her. And, you know, it's just the resume. You hand in the resume, she gets any job based on the basketball resume. Then you watch her play, and she's better than that.
The Black River League has had to deal with players like that. Remember Lexi Morris from Clearwater?
Oh,
they'd throw the kitchen sink at her, you know, triple teams and things like that. And as soon as she goes away, now it's JC Skaggs taking over. So the Black River League's going to be glad to see those players go. Let's move on to Jefferson County now. Not the Jefferson County Conference, but the Suburban, I believe this is the Suburban West Conference.
Izzy Farrell, 5'4 junior, Fox Lady Warrior.
It comes left side to Izzy Farrell. She's going to take it left side of the lane on the dribble. Fakes the outlet and reverses it up and in on the other side. Just a kiss off the window. Izzy Farrell with an ankle-breaking drive to put Fox back on top.
The back-to-back Suburban West Player of the Year, a three-time all-conference selection, averaged 17.8 points per game, 5.4 assists, and 3.6 steals per night. Izzy Farrell, Fox Lady Warrior.
So we'll go to Tommy on this one, and for the Fox Lady Warriors, they make the state playoffs as well. Izzy Farrell, their leading scorer, Tommy?
Yeah, they were the only Jefferson County team to win a district title and then move on to the sectionals, and that was their district game against Webster Groves was the only time I saw her play, unfortunately, and that is not a good representation of her season because she only had 8 points in that game, but as you heard in there, 17.8 points per game, and she is a player that very well deserved if you've watched her play and in some of her other games where this was a senior laden team led by her and she's just a junior, I think. I don't think she's actually a senior. Yeah. So a team full of seniors and yet her as a junior was kind of running the point and leading a team that was heavy with a lot of experience and obviously well-deserved for her.
Well, three-time All-Conference in the very competitive Suburban West,
yeah,
and two-time Conference Player of the Year. Like you said, she's only a junior, and she plays for Fox, a team that doesn't play a whole lot of the teams who vote for Dream Team.
That's even
still
with
made it.
Yeah, yeah,
that's impressive in itself. Let's now go to the Jefferson County Conference.
Jordan Edding, 5'7" junior, Festus Lady Tigers.
Jordan Edding will run it in transition through the lane all the way to the rim. The easy left-handed layup by Jordan Edding.
A tremendous competitor, very deserving of the recognition, averaging 18 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, 6 assists per game, and 6 steals per game to lead the St. Louis area. She was first-team All-District and has a GPA of 3.94 and is ranked 8th in her class.
Jordan Edding, Festus Lady Tigers.
You know, I'm pretty happy for Jordan Edding because just about every sport, she's in the running for making the Dream Team. She's always a bridesmaid, never a bride. This time, she makes the basketball Dream Team in what is her junior season. Seems like she's been around forever.
She probably could have made it her freshman or her sophomore year. And basketball isn't here even her number one sport. She's really a soccer player, and she's verbally committed to play soccer at Purdue. But she's never made the
Purdue
Dream Team in soccer. Yeah. She's never made the Dream Team in soccer because she's had some injuries to deal with. So good to see her finally get on. But, I mean, you talk about a team leader, point guard, distributes the basketball as well. Really good at driving to the bucket and either converting or getting to the free throw line and converting there, too. She distributes the basketball well. Her great, great defensive intensity, 6 steals per game, which leads the St. Louis area in that category. Their game against Afton in the district, I mean, she was just a one-woman wrecking crew, excuse me. And, I mean, just steal, layup, steal. She does it all game and all season long.
Back to the MAAA we go.
Allie Golden, 5'9" senior, Potosi Trojans.
Golden for three, another one. Allie Golden extends it further as time expires on the first half.
Allie averaged nearly 20 points per game this year at 19.9, plus 6.1 rebounds and 2.4 steals per game. She shot 47% from inside the arc. She's making a return trip to the Dream Team this year, missing out her junior season, but making it 2 years ago as a sophomore. She's being looked at by several colleges, but the early indication is she'll be headed to Mineral Area College to continue her basketball career.
Allie Golden, Potosi Trojan.
Yeah, another good one coming to Mineral Area College. Allie Golden didn't make the Dream Team last year. Remember, she was one of our snubs. The year before that, she had made it as a sophomore. Well, she's back with 20 points per game, back with a vengeance.
Yeah, she did a lot for the Potosi girls basketball team this year. We all had a good chance to see with the MAAA and everything that we saw this year. Allie Golden, the heart and soul of that Potosi team throughout the season.
All-time leading scorer in Potosi high school history on the girls' side. It was interesting because the boys' record was broken last year, and the girls' record this year, with Dylan Coleman last year and Allie this year. I like the fact that she grabs a rebound. She has great strength and leaping ability, grabs a rebound, and she turns from power forward into point guard in an instant because she just rips and runs, and then she's out on the break. So she makes them a speedy team.
Yeah, that's one thing I was going to actually mention on is her basketball IQ is very, very high. There was one game that I saw her do. She wasn't scoring the ball that well, I should say, to her standards at least. And it was what she was doing, moving without the ball, setting the screens, grabbing a bunch of rebounds. Her basketball IQ really impressed me in a game where she may not have had the scoring prowess that she usually does, but terrific IQ.
She makes them go, that's for sure. So we've had 9 of the 10 girls basketball players. Here comes the 10th, and it was one of our biggest snubs from last year. She breaks through.
Emily Parker, 5'10" senior, by Burnham Lady Days.
Give and go to Parker. She spins through a triple team and powered it through. 20 points for Emily Parker.
Emily finished this year averaging 18.7 points per game with a 54% field goal percentage. Her three-point percentage was 44%. She also averaged 14 rebounds per game. She has finished her career just over 1,600 points and just over 1,200 rebounds. She has led by Burnham in district championships the last 2 years. She is All-Conference 4 years and All-District 3 years in basketball. She has already signed to move on and play for Missouri Baptist University next year. She ranks 6th in her class with a 3.87 GPA.
Emily Parker by Burnham Lady Days.
She made it, guys. Remember how I don't want to say ticked off. Maybe I do want to say ticked off.
No, you do.
I mean, she should have made it last year. Those numbers last year were ridiculous, but she made it through.
Who had the bigger sigh of relief there? Was it Emily or was it Coach Payne?
Maybe, I know. Probably, it was Coach Payne.
Great advocate. I mean, you heard about some of the superlatives there, and we can talk about her again. I'm really looking forward to the player she's going to become because they needed her to dominate the paint and work the high-low, grab all the rebounds. But she also is a terrific three-point shooter. She just doesn't do it for them. And I think when she gets to the college level, I see her playing maybe that swing forward spot, and I think her game is really going to expand. I think you're going to see a great high school basketball player blossom into a great college player, too.
And I think you're right, because you saw that just a little bit out of necessity certain times throughout the season, that she can stretch it outside, and it'll be fun to watch her.
Mm-hmm. She'll be at Missouri Baptist for next year, mm-hmm. just signed there. So that'll be good to see. Hopefully she can continue her success there. So there we have it. All 10 of our girls basketball Dream Team athletes have now been named. We'll have a complete recap coming up. And we'll also start talking to some of the players. Holly Forbes expected to join us when we come back. This is the Dream Team Selection Show.
Hey, neighbor. I see you back and forth to the garage. What you got going on?
Right now, I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping, I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
If an unfortunate accident happens, don't settle for just anyone to put your vehicle back into shape. Trust the professionals at Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre. Not only does Kernan Auto Body offer years of experience and accepts only perfection when it comes to their work, but customer service and convenience are also top priorities for their customers. Kernan Auto Body now offers windshield repair for chips and cracks, and as always, Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre accepts MasterCard and Visa. Call them today, 573-358-7300.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
Where you always get the sweet deal.
Hey! It's Ford Truck Month at Reuther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, get 0% APR for up to 60 months on all new 2015 F-150 models on approved credit. Plus, right now, get a new 2016 Ford F-150 XL with power group, sync, and a trailer hitch for under $26,000. Or how about a new 2015 Ford F-150 XLT 4x2 with 5-liter V8 and sport package for under $37,000. Or, during Truck Month, get a sweet deal on a new 2016 Ford F-250 XLT 4x4 for $49,995 after rebates. And remember, at Reuther Ford, all new F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Get your Truck Month sweet deal today at Reuther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit.
Hey, where you always get the sweet deal, Reuther Ford, Reuther.com.
Dream Team Selection Show, Kicking Country, J98, the boot for the winter sports. We are well underway. The girls' basketball dream team has just been announced, and we are brought to you tonight by St. Genevieve Care Center, Williams Construction in St. Mary, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, St. Jean, Crystal City in Herculaneum, and Tower Rock Stone of St. Genevieve. As promised, joining us for the first time is Holly Forbes, making her first dream team this year. She's from North County High School. Holly, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
How's it feel to not only hear your name be announced in such a great way on the radio like we just did, but also to just know you're a Dream Team athlete?
It feels great. I didn't honestly expect to get it. I was thinking about all the players that they have in the area and every one of the cover, and I was like, I don't know. And then I got it, and I was like, I'm really excited right now.
Holly, when you were even a freshman, people would watch you play and a terrific athlete, but we've seen your basketball skills and the way that you're able to connect with teammates, improve so much year in and year out. What do you do to put in all the time and work and kind of assess your improvement over this last year, if you would?
How I've improved?
Yeah. How have you improved?
Oh, I've put in a lot of time in the off season. Kevin Thurman, honestly, he's helped me so much with my game and everything. I always get in the gym right after the season ends. We don't even take a week off, and then we're right back at it. And so that's the reason why I think I've improved so much, is because I put so much time in.
Shout out to Evan's dad right there.
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
Will, you got something for Holly?
Yeah, Holly, you know, just being a junior, I came into the area out from Washington, and my very first game I did was your game against Fredericktown, and it was right after you had the big 40-plus points game. And, you know, all this hype was surrounding you, and very, very often does the hype not meet the expectation, but in your case, it certainly did. Just what about the North County Raider program that, you know, makes you love it so much and where you can excel so well there?
I love it. I think that we've been putting in a lot of hard work this year. We got a new coach, and we were adjusting. And I love everything about it. And he's really done well with us and putting in the time and effort, especially with game film and such.
Will was talking about that 43-point game you put up. Take us through that. Were you in that proverbial zone that athletes get in that game?
My 30-point game?
We thought you had a 40-point game, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. At St. Jen's?
Yeah, that one. That's the one we're talking about. Take us through that game. Were you just in the zone in that game?
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Allie Hammett got hurt, and then Emily Eaton got hurt, and I was like, somebody's got to take over. And so then I had a 15-point game in the fourth quarter.
With Courtney Kiket graduating last year, you knew that there were going to be points out there that somebody was going to have to make up for. Did you come into the season kind of realizing that and saying, hey, that I'm going to have to do this for us?
Yeah, I thought somebody's got to be a leader here, and so I kind of wanted to take that role on.
How much did you kind of rely on Emily Eaton and her leadership this year as well?
Oh, a lot. It was like 50-50 between us.
Because we're going to get to snubs later on and people who didn't make it that possibly could have, and I think Emily Eaton's going to be at the top of our list here. Would you agree that she was deserving to get this recognition as well?
Yeah, Emily Eaton was very well deserving, I believe.
All right, guys, anything else for Holly Forbes?
I've got one question for you, Holly. Do you really know that you're a fantastic basketball player? Have you realized that with yourself, that how good you actually are?
I thought that I'm good. I don't know. Not as good as apparently everybody else thought.
Well, at the very least, the coaches in the listening area thought you were pretty darn good. Holly, congratulations once again. We look forward to seeing you at our Dream Team ceremony, okay?
Thank you very much.
Holly Forbes, Jr. for the North County Lady Raiders, making her first appearance, and probably not her last, on the J98 Dream Team. We have more interviews to get to with girls basketball. We're going to be joined by Emily Parker shortly, but coming up next, it's going to be North County girls basketball coach Zach McVay. He's going to talk a little bit about Holly Forbes as well. Keep it on the Dream Team Selection Show on the Boot.
We are willing to make home loans when others are not. This is Dennis McIntosh of Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan. A massive amount of new consumer regulations went into effect this year. Many lenders who once followed the twists and turns of the market have retreated from home lending. It's just too much, they say. But the men and women of Ozarks Federal have rolled up our sleeves and have mastered those new rules. We are ready, able, and willing to make home loans when others are not. Ozarks Federal, for 84 years, the homeowner's bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Williams Construction Company and Excavating out of St. Mary has been in business for over 30 years. They specialize in ponds, basements, clearing of roads, and road repair. They're even certified septic installers. They'll give you a free estimate on any excavating project. For experience and quality work, call Kenny at Williams Construction Company and Excavating, 573-543-2933, or email at kenwilliamsconstruction@live.com.
Dream Team Selection Show tonight on Kickin' Country, J98 The Boot, and we're back now to talk with North County girls basketball coach Zach McVay. Coach McVay, you had Holly Forbes make the Dream Team this year. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It's quite an honor for her.
It was your first year at North County, and you inherited quite the team this year, no doubt about that, and Holly Forbes definitely kind of led the charge. What has she meant to you in the program this year?
Well, she's a special player. You know, she's a special athlete. Really, just what she does and what she brings to the table. You know, as a forward, you know, she gets up and down the floor extremely well. You know, she's extremely strong. She's just, you know, around the basket. And she just did a lot for us this year, and she had a great year, and you know, kind of a record-breaking year for her. She set the single-season scoring mark. She had over 600 points. I think she averaged over 23 points per game. But, I mean, you know, just an outstanding player, but an even better person.
No doubt about that, and that's a big part of the Dream Team as well, is how good of a student you are, how good of a person you are, and I think she pretty much is the epitome of a Dream Team athlete when you look at that.
She is. She's extremely humble. She's always, you know, working on her skill set, trying to develop, you know, new skills to add, you know, to what she already has. I mean, kind of add more tools to the toolbox, so to speak. And, you know, she really has aspirations of playing at the next level. And, you know, the thing about her, she's just extremely humble, too. I mean, she's always wants to learn. And it's fun when you have those type of athletes and those type of players that are just hungry and really buy into what you're saying and what you're trying to do for the program.
You did some great things last year at Grandview and really didn't skip a beat when you went to North County this year. But how much did Holly and the other girls on the team, like Emily Eaton and the rest, make your job easier?
Oh, it is. I mean, you know, when you can kind of focus on one side of the ball in terms of, you know, what the other team's going to do schematically, when you have the girls like, you know, Holly and Emily and really everyone else, that when you can put up 60-plus points per game, that alleviates a lot of problems. You can kind of focus on the defensive side of the ball. But, I mean, it was just a special group of girls that we had this year. Won a couple tournaments that we were in and, you know, 19 wins. So it was an excellent year for us. And, you know, hopefully we can keep the train going here going into the next season.
North County girls basketball coach Zach McVay with us on the Dream Team Selection Show after learning that his junior Holly Forbes made her first Dream Team this year. All right, Coach McVay, so give us your favorite Holly Forbes memory.
Oh, my goodness. Probably her breaking 1,000 points this year. We were playing Potosi at home, and it was just kind of neat. You know, we knew she had to have a big game if she was going to be close to breaking the 1,000 points, and really she had an outstanding first half. I think she had something like 18, 20 points in the first half, and so we knew she needed, I think, like maybe two or four points in that second half, and when she got it, they made the announcement that she broke 1,000 points for her career, and the place erupted, and that was kind of a special moment for her, just kind of see the smile on her face as she was running back in defensive transition, but really just to see all of her teammates celebrate with her and everybody in the stands. So that was kind of a special moment, you know, for me, just being in that situation, never having a 1,000-point scorer before, but just to see that atmosphere and everybody really just appreciate what she's done.
And lucky you get her back for another year.
We do, you know, and she'll be ready to go. You know, obviously, I mean, she's a tremendous talent, and teams are going to focus on her. So, you know, it's not going to be just the Holly show, but we're definitely going to have to develop. You know, we've got a lot coming back, and you know, the sky's the limit, I think, for us moving forward, and it's going to be an exciting time out here in North County.
We'll get to this a little bit more later on when we talk about the players who just missed out, but I wanted to get your thoughts on it. Emily Eaton, she's been a Dream Team athlete before, but she just missed out on the basketball Dream Team this year, but I think she was pretty instrumental in your success as well, and I wanted to let you talk about her a little bit.
Oh, she's just a fantastic person. I mean, you know, all the three seniors that we had, Emily and Maddie and Sydney, you know, we kind of talked in the summertime about what my expectations were for the program and what my expectations were for them is being leaders, as seniors on for the program. And I mean, you talk about an excellent group of girls, and Emily just, you know, she's just a tremendous talent. Didn't matter if it was basketball or volleyball. I mean, she has had a storied career, you know, as far as athletics go. And I couldn't be more proud of her and the things that she's done. And what was nice to see about Emily was that, you know, she really, by the last month or so, really took the reins in terms of being that vocal leader and that go-to girl on the floor, because she was hesitant for a little bit. She, you know, she didn't want to step on anybody's toes, and she's a really, really good servant leader. But, you know, we talked to her and said, look, you know, it's your time to shine. you know, you've got to go out and you've just got to perform. And she did, but she was always reluctant to kind of be that vocal leader. But we said, you know, you've got to do that for us, and she did. And, you know, when we go from the Festus game where I think she dropped about 29, 30 points and hit that buzzer beater to go send us into double overtime. And really from that point on, just played excellent, excellent basketball for us.
Coach, anything else you want to add about Holly Forbes before we let you go on tonight's Dream Team Selection Show?
Oh, I just appreciate, you know, her selection. I mean, like I said, she's just a tremendous, tremendous person, and just congratulations to her and everything that she's accomplished this year. I mean, whether it was, you know, the Dream Team selection, all conference, all district, she made the all-tournament team down at the Raleigh Christmas Tournament. So she's had a banner year for her, a career year, and hopefully she'll come back as a senior and have another banner year for us.
Well, congratulations to you on a fine first season at North County, and congratulations on getting Holly Forbes on the Dream Team, Coach.
Thanks so much.
North County Lady Raiders basketball coach Zach McVay joining us on the Dream Team Selection Show. We have more to come right after this.
Creative Touch Awards and Gifts on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve is the place to go for your silk screen, embroidery, trophies, and awards. If you need that personalized gift that is sure to be one of a kind, or you need to honor and acknowledge a special person, go to Creative Touch Awards and Gifts with 9 years of experience. Just west of Fleet's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve. 573-883-3846. 573-883-3846.
Tower Rock Stone Company is honored to be a part of the St. Genevieve community for over 30 years and equally proud to be a vital asset to the community as well. Tower Rock Stone Company congratulates all the athletes that were named to the 2016 J98 Regional Dream Team. Your hard work and dedication will take you far both on and off the courts and mats. Again, congratulations from Tower Rock Stone Company of St. Genevieve.
Welcome back to the 2015-2016 Winter Sports Dream Team Selection Show on Kicking Country J98 The Boot. And we're about to talk with Emily Parker from Viburna. But first, let's pay the bills. MFA of St. Genevieve, Potosi R3 School District in Potosi, Mega Sports Farmington, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, Creative Touch in St. Genevieve. You should do business with those people because they sponsored the Dream Team Selection Show. With that, we welcome Emily Parker from Viburna. Congratulations, Emily, on your first Dream Team selection.
Thank you.
So last year, you did not make it. You were very close, but you did not make the cut. How does it feel to break through in your senior season?
It feels really awesome to see all your hard work and stuff go into something that pays off.
Did you like the bio we put together for you? Were you okay with that? Did we do you justice?
Yes.
Well, I think Greg, Will, and Chad want to talk to you, so I'm going to turn it over to these guys. They've seen you play more this year, although I saw pretty much all your junior year, but I'll let these guys have it.
What is it like to finally get the recognition of being on the Dream Team, and that's the recognition from all of the area coaches that watch you play, all the hard work, the time, the effort that you put in? It's pretty nice to be a Dream Teamer, yeah?
It really is a big honor, especially for the coverage from J98. That's really awesome.
Glenn, you can go ahead and cut that. We'll use that for a promo in the future. Thanks, you, Emily, on that.
Emily, I talked to your coach about you, and he says you're the type of player that he's got to chase you out of the gym. You know, constantly working on your game, constantly trying to improve, constantly trying to lead your team. Talk to me about what you felt like your role was on this team.
I'm sorry. You're cutting out.
I'll try it again. Coach Payne talked to us about your work ethic and how hard you work to constantly improve your game, and also how you lead your team. You said you're a terrific leader on the Blue Jays team. Talk to us a little bit about your role on the ball club.
Honestly, whatever role he says to go out and do. You know, we all have our own roles. And after the Christmas tournament, it took us a while to kind of get started. But by districts, we were ready. And we all knew our own roles, not just myself, but the rest of my team.
I sense a little bit of emotion in your voice. I don't know if you're emotional about making the Dream Team or maybe just nervous about talking on the radio, but I get the sense that this means quite a bit to you.
It does. It really does.
That's awesome. I'm genuinely happy to hear that when kids are that thrilled to be on and you know, get that recognition from coaches in our listening area. Because Viburnum's another school that, you know, they don't play a ton of the teams that vote for Dream Team, so it really does mean a lot. Go ahead, Will.
Emily, you know, you're with Viburnum being kind of done in the past, but your future is right in front of you, going to MOBAP. What about that school that kind of excites you, both basketball-wise and academically?
When I first went there, I noticed the campus was small and it was closed and it was godly, and I really liked that about it. And the basketball program had a lot of fundamentals that I enjoyed, and I could tell that there was a good future with them. And like, things felt right about it.
Well, Emily, give us your favorite memory as a Viburnum Lady J, as it's all going to come to an end here pretty soon.
Definitely winning districts the last 2 years. You know, it had been a long time since someone had done that, and to be able to come out there and do that, especially last year, from a 25-point deficit or, you know, whatever. It's all nice to go out there and achieve that goal.
Over 1,600 career points and over 1,200 career rebounds. So it's been a fantastic career for you. We were thinking you were up and probably in the top two or three all-time at Viburnum High School, maybe even number one. Do you know where you rank as far as points?
I do not. I don't know if they... how well that is kept track of, but it's definitely an awesome accomplishment.
Absolutely, it is. Anything else for Emily? I think we're good. So, Emily, congratulations once again on making our dream team. It's been a pleasure to talk with you tonight.
Thank you.
Emily Parker from Viburnum making a appearance on the J98 Girls Basketball Dream Team. That's going to do it for girls basketball. We'll recap who made it when we come back. Then we'll start wrestling, and we'll talk to some of the wrestlers as well. It's the 2015-2016 Winter Sports Dream Team Selection Show on J98.
There's no place like home, but when age or illness turns home from a place of happiness into one of loneliness, it may be time to consider a healthcare facility. Whether your need is short-term rehabilitation or long-term care, St. Genevieve Care Center offers high-quality medical care complemented by a dedicated staff who offer warmth, wisdom, and the experience of caring, which makes their facility the next best thing to being home. Dignity, respect, care. St. Genevieve Care Center, 1010 St. Gen Drive in St. Genevieve. Medicaid, Medicare, private pay, private insurance, and hospice accepted.
Richie and Angie Warren at RNA Logging and Sawmill LLC in Annapolis is proud of their community, and they proudly support events in the community they serve. RNA Logging and Sawmill in Annapolis is now buying standing timber, and they cut to your specifications. You heard right. They are now buying standing timber, and they cut to your specifications. That's RNA Logging LLC in Annapolis. For more information, call 573-598-3926.
One final thought as the bell rings on girls basketball for the Dream Team on Kickin' Country J98 The Boot tonight. I want to give you a quick recap of who made it to girls basketball. We'll do a full recap at the end of the show. Megan Skaggs from Central, Holly Forbes, North County, Briar Johnson, Arcadia Valley, Paige Godsey, Fredericktown, Madison Reynolds, St. Jen, JC Skaggs from Bunker, Izzy Farrell from Fox, Jordan Netting of Festus, Allie Golden, Potosi, and Emily Parker of Viburnum. Five seniors and five juniors on the girls basketball dream team this year, so pretty upperclassmen dominated there, the guys.
Yeah, and I think... maybe you could look at it as the coaches from the area feel like you haven't earned your stripes yet if you're a sophomore or freshman, but I don't think that's the case in this specific section of our show. I think all of the 10 definitely put together the seasons to deserve it, but you know, maybe it could have been more than 10.
I think it was one of the hardest voting years that I've been a part of, because I think there was a bigger pool of really deserving candidates. It was a tough year, I think, to vote.
We're going to go over to wrestling, but in case you're wondering, we're going to do the snub segment once again at the end of the show. We'll talk about the best of the rest who just missed it. Now on to wrestling, and we had some good wrestling in the area. I think some of our teams maybe underperformed at state, but overall for the course of the season, we had some great programs, probably none better than the Farmington Knights, but you got to throw out the Sekman Jaguars out there. Any thoughts on wrestling before we just get into these player cards?
We had a lot of wrestlers go to Columbia this year. It was a great year for the regional radio listening area as far as wrestling goes. What do we have, 63 different kids go?
I should have looked at it before we came on the air. It was something like that. It was a great number.
And from Jefferson County there, I think there were a lot more this year, too, than years past.
Well, and you mentioned kind of Farmington leading the way there, Glenn. To me, one of the things that highlighted this season was that the Knights felt like in the very first day, they may have actually underperformed a little bit, but they went 7-0 on the last day. They swept every match in the last day to really close the season strong for the area.
I'll tell you who didn't underperform. This guy.
Devin Savage, senior heavyweight, Farmington Knights. Finished the season with a 52-3 record en route to a conference district in 2016 state championship. He finished fifth place at the KC Stampede. He's also a member of the Farmington football program. Devin Savage, Farmington Knights.
What an aptly named kid, huh? Right? The only state champ in the area, Devin Savage. And he joined us on our Saturday morning sports showcase on KREI a few weeks ago. A humble kid, a hard worker. He's an offensive lineman, so that tells you what you need to know. A guy that wrestled the heavyweights and wasn't as heavy as a lot of them. This year he moved up in class because he felt like that would be his best shot at a state title, and a guy that was a great leader for the Farmington wrestling team.
If my last name's Savage, my kids are playing all the contact sports, all the physical sports. It's happening.
Say hi, medical bills for Glenn's children.
Luckily, my last name's
Your
not Savage.
Your hypothetical children.
If you had a boy, you should have named it Savage.
Ooh, Savage. Savage Johnson.
Savage Johnson. That's not bad.
I'll think about that.
And the thought ends.
But a state champion wrestler, you knew you had a pretty good idea he was going to make the dream team, especially a state champion heavyweight.
Now, you can look at it as a state championship. That's amazing. That's impressive. But if you add it on top of what Chad said, he moved up a weight class over the offseason. So you move up a weight class to win a championship. That's unbelievably difficult. I can speak from experience. Tried to move up a weight class when I was a kid. Never won a match ever.
You still haven't moved up a weight class.
No, I have not.
You went from light featherweight to probably still make weight. Next wrestling dream team athlete.
Trey Adams, 132-pound senior, DeSoto Dragons.
Finished third in state this year. He finished fifth in 2015. He was the district runner-up and a first-place finisher in the Hillsboro Duels, Rockwood Summit, MICDS, and the Bob Georgia Classic. He was the runner-up finisher in the Zumwalt East Tournament and Oak Grove Classic. He's a four-year letterman in wrestling, a three-time state qualifier, and a three-year letterman in football. He finished the year with a record of 52-4, having amassed 156 career wins.
Trey Adams, DeSoto Dragons.
We've got a beaming Greg Armbruster over here that his high school is represented on the Dream Team, but well deserved.
Anytime that DeSoto is announced on this show, you can guarantee I'm behind the mic acting a fool while the card's playing, and that was the case there. John Brown coaching him up this year. Trey Adams, a great year. DeSoto maybe overshadowed by the phenomenal year that Farmington had, but definitely no slouch of a team. And really, everybody this year trying to keep pace with what Farmington did, it's only going to make it even better in the future.
And also his name is spelled T-R-A-E, which makes him extra cool, I think.
An interesting note.
You know, it's also the conference wrestler of the year, too, for obvious reasons.
Right.
Greg Armbruster acted a fool. Breaking news? No, I don't think
Never.
So.
Jared Nicholson, 220-pound senior, Farmington Knights.
Jared's season culminated with a third-place finish in the 220-pound weight division. He finished with a 48-11 record. Was the conference runner-up and finished third in district.
Jared Nicholson, Farmington Knights.
Two out of three Farmington Knights so far. We could be seeing a trend here.
It might happen. Don't tip your hand or anything, but they were pretty good.
To the victors. To the
That's
victors,
right.
Man.
Farmington had four third-place finishers at state and a state championship to help him finish in third place. And he's the next class down from Devin Savage. He's at 220 pounds and a record of 48-11, just consistent all the way through.
That applies to Farmington wrestling, consistent all the way through. But you know when you got a guy that's 220 that's a stud and you got a heavyweight that's a stud, they battled day in and day out in practice and had probably had some amazing matches that guys never saw, and it paid off in the end.
Well, former Farmington wrestling coach Mark Krause has a coaching tree out of this world, and one of those who's doing a great job in our listening area is Jared Bunnell from St. Genevieve, and he coached this guy up this year.
Wes Dickens, 120-pound senior, St. Genevieve Dragons. He is a two-time SEMO Conference champion, two-time district champion, two-time Class 2 state medalist who finished third in 2015 and 2016. He finished with a record of 42-9, four-year varsity letterman in football. Wes Dickens, St. Genevieve Dragons.
Wes Dickens, another St. Genevieve Dream Team athlete. I mean, wrestling, you can count on, you know, death, taxes, and St. Jude having wrestling dream teamers, and Farmington having wrestling dream teamers, but Wes Dickens to lead the charge this year at 120 pounds. He deserved to make this.
Glenn, you covered St. Genevieve in football quite often this year, and something that I noticed with, and I cover Farmington, those great wrestlers, they're always great tacklers. Once they get their hands on a guy, it's over. And Wes is a guy, it seems like once he got his hands on you on the mat, it was over too.
I wonder how that starts out if you're a football player and a wrestler. Are you on the football field thinking, oh, shoot the double? Or are you thinking on the mat, I need to take this guy down, I'm going to hit him in the chest?
I remember a college football analyst talking about how some of the best offensive linemen wrestled in high school too.
Good feet and hands.
Specifically, yeah. Offensive linemen usually make great wrestlers, or vice versa.
Yeah, I don't think it's any coincidence that St. Genevieve's wrestling and football program are both pretty high up there in the state, you know, as far as rankings go. So I think it translates very, very well. Our next Dream Team athlete, he's been here a few times.
Colin Hewitt, 170-pound senior, Farmington Knights.
Hewitt is making a return appearance on the Dream Team, having recovered from an injury to rally back and finish 50-5 this season, taking third place at the state tournament. He's a conference and district champion at the 170-pound weight class and is also a key member of the Farmington football team.
Colin Hewitt, Farmington Knights.
A four-time Dream Team athlete, Colin Hewitt, even the year where he tore his ACL and couldn't go to state, even made the Dream Team that year. This dude just keeps on making it, and if it weren't for that injury last year, he might be a state champion. He took third place this year, but what a career he put together.
And the guy's done it at four weight classes, too. I mean, sometimes maybe, whether you're set, you know wrestling a lot better. I admire wrestling. I love to watch it and talk about it, but I don't know it. Like, you were actually a wrestler, Greg, but to me, I think that's just so impressive when you don't settle into a weight class. I mean, he's done it at every weight class, all four times, all 4 years.
And the thing, like when we talk about all these great wrestlers, when you are a high school wrestler and you're committed to that, there's a network and there are stories that you start hearing about other guys. And I guarantee that he's one of those guys that, oh, you got Colin Hewitt in your weight class this year, good luck. He's one of those guys. And it happened to four different weight classes as a kid, so I'm sure they're glad he's a senior.
The one kid saying that 1 year got him the next year. He's like, dang it!
Right, exactly.
Not only is he a terrific wrestler, but in the classroom as well, GPA pushing towards 3.7. So it's very tough to do when you're a football player, a wrestling player all that time, and to get good grades as well. That's another trademark to his character.
And that's one thing you'll find out quick, is that seems to be a theme with a lot of our Dream Team
athletes. Every year.
Yeah.
Every
coaches year. Look for that as well. You know, Devin Savage was our only state champion at the state meet this year in our listening area, but we did have a guy finish second. Here he is.
Cam Fusco, 113-pound sophomore, Sekhmet Jaguars.
Posted a 39-7 win-loss record during his sophomore campaign, was the runner-up at the state tournament, a second-place finish at the district meet, a second-place finish at the St. Charles West Invitational, a first-place finish at Winnetonka, the runner-up at the All-Suburban Conference meet, and a fifth-place finish at the Kansas City Stampede.
Cam Fusco, Sekhmet Jaguars.
You talk about great wrestling programs over the past few years, and you got to start mentioning Sekhmet being up there. They've, over the past two, maybe 3 years, they've had multiple guys on the Dream Team.
Sekhmet is one of those wrestling powerhouses, and they're under a new head coach this year in Ryan Moyer, and all of the great wrestlers on their team, so many seniors, and yet it's a sophomore that gets nominated to the Dream Team and finished second in state. That tells you something about just your program, that guys come in ready to wrestle.
They do a good job at the lower weight classes, I've noticed. You know, yeah. He's a 113-pounder. I think their Dream Teamers last year were pretty small dudes as well, so they coach those guys up.
And they've obviously got a tradition built, a pedigree built behind this program, because year in and year out, they've got guys on this ballot that are sophomore, that are freshmen, and you know they're starting them extremely young. And just to be able to stay with it and build that and here it is once again. Got a handful of guys, underclassmen, on the ballot.
Hey, you guys want to keep beating the dead horse?
William Siebert, 152-pound senior, Farmington Knights. Siebert is a conference and district champion, placing third at the state tournament and finishing the year with a record of 51-6, and was a member of the Farmington football team. William Siebert, Farmington Knights.
No horses were harmed in making this Dream Team Selection Show, that line coming from Chad Speaker. But, you know, the dead horse being that Farmington is a pretty good wrestling team, and now that is four Dream Team athletes of the seven that have been mentioned so far, the latest being William Siebert of Farmington.
152 pounds is where he wrestled at. He's a defensive end, gentlemen, and was regularly the fastest man off of the line, even in the fourth quarter. So, you know, I remember him from the football season doing that, and really no surprise the way he, you know, just looking at his frame and the way he moves around, that he did a tremendous job on the wrestling mat as well.
And when you look at his overall season record, 51-6, and you factor in he had a third-place finish at the state tournament, I mean, to spread those kind of losses out through the duration of a season, it's unbelievable, the record, and it's all up and down the Farmington lineup. It's just, you don't see numbers like that at the high school level.
And you look at those records, Greg, and you factor into the schedule. They have an incredible schedule.
Yeah, to add
they go to
that.
To that Kansas City tournament that draws people all over the Midwest. Yeah,
too.
I mean, that's an incredible tournament. So, you know, Farmington is wrestling not only the best in the state, but the best sometimes in the region and even in the United States, and still putting up that sparkling record.
Greg Armbruster, meet our FCC requirements right now.
KTJJ, Farmington Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, sound effect.
He knew what I was talking about. All right, our next wrestler is our youngest Dream Team athlete this year.
Kai O'Rine, 106-pound freshman, Seckman Jaguar.
O'Rine finished third place at state his freshman year, a district champion, a winner at the St. Charles West Invitational, a first-place finish at Winnetonka, a third-place finish at the All-Suburban Meet, and a fourth-place finish at the Kansas City Stampede. Finished his freshman campaign with a record of 48 wins and just 7 losses.
Kai O'Rine, Seckman Jaguar.
And this just in, he also made the all-name Dream Team as well. Yeah. Congratulations. Another small guy from Seckman, 106-pounder.
Yeah, everything we said about Cameron Fusco, you can say the same thing about Kai O'Rine. This guy, a freshman at 106, coming in into the program and ready to compete. And you heard all his accolades. Third in state is freshman year. I mean, Seckman is just a program that there's something in the water there in Imperial, or I guess there's not, because Windsor's in Imperial too, and they're not as good.
maybe that water keeps keeping them small.
Maybe it's on the one side of 55 on the western side.
I was going to say, I lived there for a while. It did not make me good.
Yeah. but I mean, you just continue to say. I mean, it's a great program, and they've got great history, and you've got two guys, all of the seniors on this team that could have been voted on here, and here you have a freshman. Obviously, it's just more and more. Fantastic wrestlers coming out of Seckman.
And we talked about the theme of seeing a lot of the guys from Farmington, but another theme that's coming along with this is a lot of the guys that are making the Dream Team have someone else on their team that is an upper echelon wrestler around that same weight class. So it's what's going on behind the scenes that are making these guys earn it on the Dream Team.
So think about that. Cameron Fusco, Kai O'Rine came in wrestling Cameron Fusco every day at practice.
I bet they had to battle
for spots.
I'm sure
that was part of it, yeah.
You know, Greg, Coach Krause told me a story, and so did Devin Savage, about how their alumni comes in. They have a big board that if you're, you know, you do well in state, you get your name, and everybody wants their name up in the wrestling room. During the Christmas break, their alumni that did well at state came back and wrestled. And they throw one guy after another at you. They compete. Even the alumni comes back and competes. So, I mean, talk about building history and tradition.
Now that's something impressive, a gauntlet at practice.
Yeah.
Our next Dream Team athlete has four along with him this year.
Bradley Harmon, 113-pound junior, Farmington Knights.
Helping the Knights to a fourth-place finish in state, Harmon finished third individually in the 113-pound class. He was a conference and district champion and finished the year with a 23-11 record.
Bradley Harmon, Farmington Knights.
Here's the difference. The four previously mentioned Farmington Knights are on the Dream Team. They're all seniors. They're going to be gone. That's a shame. This guy, he'll be back. He's a junior, 113-pounder, and the fifth Farmington Knight Dream Team athlete.
So tradition doesn't graduate, and thankfully for the Knights, Bradley Harmon doesn't yet either, right?
Not yet.
That's so good for them.
I mean, we've talked about it almost every other player because that's actually what has happened about how good Farmington is. But when you're five guys deep on the Dream Team, that's something that speaks for itself.
Next up, and lastly, for wrestling, we've named nine of them. This is our tenth. He is the first wrestling Dream Team athlete in school history.
Ben Turtenbow, 170, sophomore, Potosi Trojans.
For this grappler, it was a season of firsts. He's the first ever district champion at Potosi High School. He finished fourth at the state tournament, making him the first ever Potosi Trojan to medal at the state tournament. He finished the season with a record of 35-3 and is now the first ever Potosi High School wrestling Dream Team athlete.
Ben Turtenbow, Potosi Trojans.
Of the three Turnbows I know, two of them are extremely athletic. The other one is not. Luke Turnbow works here at the radio station. I know Ricky Turnbow and Ben Turnbow, so guess who I'm talking about?
Luke!
But Ben Turnbow, 170-pound sophomore and the first Potosi Dream Team athlete in wrestling. They just started the program a couple years ago, and here they are already. Ben Turnbow had a great year.
Yeah, you know, to be the first ever in your school's history, that's pretty amazing, but to compare this to something, a few years ago when Festa started their program, it was a couple years in, they had one great wrestler to build on, and was a Dustin Poli. And it's a similar story here for Potosi. The tradition is now set in stone, it's built, and it was all done thanks to Ben Turnbow.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's one thing to carry on a tradition, but a guy that sets the precedent.
Right? Yeah, to set
the foundation. I mean, they'll go back as they build the program, and they'll say, this was the guy.
And that helps so much with getting something started. If you're going to start out and nobody does well, it's hard to get guys to follow up. But when you have a guy come in and just tear the place up, and Fastest Wrestling is seeing that right now. They've had a pretty good year, and they've got some other good guys who are wrestling for them who are following Dustin Polici's at Festus, like you mentioned.
Well, the first Potosi Trojan to medal at the state meet as well. We actually caught up with him at the state meet. He was great to catch up with, and we expect to talk to him again here tonight during the Dream Team selection show. There you have it. The 10 wrestlers have been named. When we come back, we're going to start talking to some of the wrestlers, and one of the coaches will join us. We're set to talk to John Krause of Farmington up next on the Dream Team selection show.
Do you want to buy a home or car? Need to spruce up your kitchen or bathroom? Or maybe you want to start a business, consolidate debt, or go on vacation? Whatever the case, Bloomsdale Bank has a variety of real estate, consumer, and commercial loans. So when you need a home equity line of credit, a fixed-rate mortgage, a new or used auto loan, or a commercial loan, contact a loan officer at Bloomsdale Bank or apply online at bloomsdalebank.com. Bloomsdale Bank. Connected to our customers since 1914. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you looking to buy an automobile or be in need of glass repair or replacement? Stop by or call Shannon and Vicki Brotherton at City Glass and Brotherton Motors, located in beautiful downtown Fredericktown. They have been in business since January 2015 and can help with getting you into that vehicle you are looking for, including a Carfax report and help with auto, residential, and commercial glass as well. Call 573-783-5576 Monday through Friday 8 to 5 and Saturday 8 to 12.
Do you need dirt work? Matt Stroud Excavating and Hauling is the name to remember. If your job requires a high lift, dozer, backhoe, bobcat, dump truck, excavation, or hauling, Matt Stroud and his crew can get the job done right. Matt Stroud Excavation and Hauling covers St. Francis and surrounding counties, so give them a call at 573-756-2808 or 701-3258. That's Matt Stroud Excavating when you need work done.
The faculty and the staff at the North St. Francis County School District are proud of their students and athletes. It takes hard work, dedication, and commitment to be a good, successful student. Each student and athlete will have different goals and even different ways and timing of achieving those goals. So, be yourself and excel to the very top. Congratulations to all the athletes in the running for the J98 Regional Radio Dream Team from everyone at the North St. Francis County School District.
Welcome
Welcome back to the J98 Dream Team Selection Show. We're talking wrestling now with Farmington Knights wrestling coach John Krause. Coach, had a good turnout for Dream Team this year, as half of the Dream Team is made up of Farmington Knights. Congratulations, Coach Krause.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
So five wrestlers on the Dream Team this year. Let's name them off once again. Bradley Harmon, William Siebert, Colin Hewitt, Jared Nicholson, and Devin Savage. In your words, tell us why you think they're Dream Team athletes.
They're good kids, first and foremost. They did a great job for us this year and in years past. And anytime you have other coaches that are voting on kids, for them to want to vote, even if they've got the statistics and the record to back it up, it may even be hard to vote for a kid that isn't a quality character. And I think these kids are good character, show good character, and are obviously good wrestlers.
Your team finished third place at the state meet this year, and you had a state champion in Devin Savage. So let's start with him. He's a senior. He goes out on top. What's he meant to the program?
Devin's one of those quiet leaders. He doesn't say a whole lot, but works as hard as anybody out there, and he's quiet. So he's fun to be around. He definitely leads by example, and we're going to miss him tons.
He's your heavyweight. Let's go to your 220-pounder and Jared Nicholson. He took third place individually at state. He is also a senior, so I'm sure miss him as well.
Absolutely. He's another one in the senior class. We knew for a while that this class was pretty special, and Jared's right in there. Where Devin is a quiet leader, Jared's more of a vocal leader, and kind of demands. Has high expectations from his teammates. One of the most powerful wrestlers I've been around. Definitely going to miss him as well.
Let's go down to 170 pounds, Colin Hewitt. He's been on the Dream Team before, and if I remember right, he had to overcome a big injury last year or the year before, and he was able to do that and get back on the Dream Team.
If I'm not mistaken, I believe this is Colin's fourth Dream Team award, so that's pretty special. I don't know how many other kids have done that. And to do it, last year he blew his knee out at the conference tournament, and still, the coaches in the area thought highly enough of him to vote him onto the Dream Team. So that in and of itself tells you he's pretty special. And to come back from the injury that he did, he was basically off the mat for over 6 months, and to come back and to regain the confidence and wrestle the way that he's capable of. He had a good year for us.
So Colin finished third at state, as did William Siebert. He wrestles at 152 pounds. He was a conference and district champion this year. What can you say about William Siebert?
William, he's a great kid. Like I said, this is a great team of leaders, great group of senior leaders. But William has high expectations for himself and holds himself accountable. And he also holds his teammates accountable. He was one of the best leaders that we had. Worked hard all 4 years. He didn't quite finish up where he wanted to. But he hit a kid in the semifinals, and probably one of the, if not the best kids in the state. And he could have ran from him earlier in the year. He could have done well at 60. He may even have cut to 45, but he stuck in there and believed that he could beat the kid, and ended up, giving him a good match in the semifinals, but didn't quite finish up where he wanted, but had a great career for us, had a great season.
And your fourth third-place finisher at state is Bradley Harmon. He is your fifth Dream Team athlete, and maybe the best thing about Bradley Harmon, Coach, is that he's a junior and you won't have to say goodbye to him.
Yeah, absolutely. It's gonna be tough to say goodbye to those seniors, their leadership more than anything, and just enjoy being around them. Bradley is one of those kids that has unbelievable tools. We had some issues at the beginning of the year where he wasn't in the lineup, but he came back in the second part of the season and really finished strong for us. Had an incredible conference, district, and state tournament.
Farmington makes up half of the Dream Team. You know as well as anybody how good the wrestling is over here in our listening area. So what do you think it means to you and the wrestlers that they are half of this year's wrestling Dream Team?
Yeah, I think it says a lot about their character and their leadership, and holding themselves accountable. Obviously, it's a great honor anytime you have people that are voting on an award. We like to focus on the intrinsic, rewards and motivation, and that's what's most important. But I think that the boys put in a great season a great effort, and it's nice, you know, as strong as the wrestling was in the area this year, for coaches in the area to think enough of our kids to vote them in to the Dream Team. So it's an honor, and it's very much appreciated.
Anything else, Coach, you want to add?
Nope, I just appreciate you know all that you guys do for the sports in the area. It's greatly appreciated.
Farmington Knights well represented on this year's Dream Team with five Dream Team wrestlers, and that is Farmington Knights coach John Krause joining us on the Dream Team Selection Show. Coach, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Stick around. We're back with more Dream Team Selection Show right after this on J98.
At First State Community Bank, we understand the best way to keep our community strong is to keep things local. We encourage others to shop local and bank local. And from lines of credit to merchant card services, we'll be sure to have the right solution for your small business. Remember, when it comes to your business, success starts here. First State Community Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, online at fscb.com.
First State Community Bank, success starts here.
At Dietrich Mother's Head Funeral Home in DeSoto, the caring staff believes in providing value and trust. Every family deserves a perfect and final tribute, but making decisions in a trying time isn't easy. Alleviate that burden from your family with a prearranged funeral plan. The compassionate staff will sit down with you, discuss your needs, and listen to your concerns. Dietrich Mother's Head Funeral Home, 220 North Main in DeSoto. There for you in your time of need.
Well, if you wrestled against our next Dream Team athlete, your biggest concern may have been ending up in Dietrich Mother's Head Funeral Home. Of course, we're talking about Trey Adams of the DeSoto Dragons wrestling program. You like what I did there? Trey Adams is with us now. Trey, congratulations on making the Dream Team. Don't leave me hanging, Trey. Are you there, man? We have lost Trey Adams. Hopefully not to the funeral home.
We did not.
We'll try to get Trey on here in just a second. But let's recap the Dream Team so far, and then we'll see if we can hook back up with Trey from DeSoto. Devin Savage, Farmington from DeSoto. Trey Adams, also from Farmington. Jared Nicholson, Colin Hewitt, William Siebert, and Bradley Harmon from Potosi. Ben Turnbow, and from Sekhmet Kai Orine, and Cam Fusco, and from St. Genevieve, Wes Dickens. So let's take another quick break. We'll see if we can't get Mr. Trey Adams back on with us. You're listening to the Dream Team Selection Show on J98.
Missouri Highlands Healthcare. Healthcare you can feel good about. Hi, I'm Samantha Hill with Missouri Highlands. Our clinics are committed to meeting the primary and preventative care needs of the residents of Carter, Reynolds, Shannon, Iron, Ripley, Butler, and Wayne counties. At Missouri Highlands, we serve patients regardless of insurance status, and with our sliding fee scale, your costs are based solely upon your ability to pay. High-quality, affordable healthcare is available, and it's right here at Missouri Highlands. Visit mohi.org for a clinic near you.
Service and quality.
Boyer Lumber.
The way that it should be.
Boyer Lumber.
We know you by first name. Build with us, you'll be glad you came.
Boyer Lumber.
We have it all right here.
Boyer Lumber.
And help is always near for service and quality. It's Boyer Lumber.
Boyer Lumber.
We're trying it once again with Trey Adams from DeSoto Wrestling, making the Dream Team this year. Trey, do we have a better connection now? Can you hear us okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I hear you.
Good. I'm glad we got you on because I was excited to talk to you this year. How does it feel to be a Dream Team athlete?
It feels pretty cool, especially for my first year. I think it's pretty cool.
Well, let's go to the DeSoto alum and Greg Armbruster. Talk to Trey Adams here.
Trey, you wrestled at 132 your senior year. What's the progression been like for you since you started wrestling at DeSoto to getting up to 132 as a senior? Did you wrestle at different weights before?
Yeah, I started off at 26 from freshman year to last year, and this year I started off at 38. And I just fully cut down. I had trouble cutting down at first, but after I got down, it was pretty easy.
So I guess you kind of fell somewhere in the middle. So cutting weight didn't drain too much out of you leading up to the meets or anything like that, did it?
No, my very first cut, it drained me pretty bad. But after that, I kind of got on a good diet and just kept it down. And after that, I was good and healthy, and it wasn't too bad there.
So a third place finish for you at state at 132. Along the way throughout your senior season, I'm sure as long as you've been a wrestler, a lot of familiar opponents. So did you have to go through some familiar faces at the state tournament?
I came back to my transfer match down at first round. I had the kid from Fort Zumwalt North that I met up at our own tournament. I beat him, and then. Then I, in the district finals, the kid I lost to from Sykes, and I ended up having the transfer match to go for to see if I went for third or fifth, and I ended up beating him. That was pretty cool.
It always is when you get the revenge or you finally beat a guy that you've wrestled against for a few years. But my last question for you, what's it like to wrestle for Coach Brown? He's always an interesting dude.
Yeah, he's a pretty good coach. Like, every time you're down, he'd always push you. Like, if you start slacking off, he'd always push you. He was just always right there teaching you and pushing you, making you, picking you back up when you're down and everything.
In your bio, you know, we went through all the tournaments you did well at. First place, Hillsboro Duels, Rockwood Summit, MICDS, Bob Georgia Classic, which was probably pretty special for you to do well in the Bob Georgia Classic, considering what that means in the area as well.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Yeah, it was a pretty good experience to win it because I was like it was my third year winning it. Another one was cool was winning MICDS. I was the fourth person from DeSoto to ever win it. And my older brother won it was the first one from DeSoto to ever win it. So it feels good to win it my senior year, too.
Trey, your senior year, you graduate with over 150 career wins. Do you feel like, you know, now that your wrestling career is over, you look back on it now, do you feel like you maybe have left anything out there or anything that you still wish you could have done?
Yeah, I wish I would have started younger and pushed myself more as freshman year. But other than that, not really. I mean, I just wish I could go back and push it harder and everything back when I was younger.
Are you for sure done wrestling, or do you want to try to pursue it college or anything like that?
I'm pretty sure I'm pretty done right now. I mean, I think I'm just done for the year. For after this, I'm just going to go to college and get my degree and be done.
Well, good luck to you in the future. A great career to look back on and a dream team accomplishment to top it all off. Congratulations once again, Trey.
Thank you.
Trey Adams from DeSoto, his first appearance on the J98 Wrestling Dream Team. This is the Dream Team Selection Show on Kicking Country J98 The Boot. We're not done talking to wrestlers yet. We have another first-timer in Ben Turnbow set to join us next.
Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery in Park Hills offers 24-hour towing and wrecker service. Kerry Buckley and his employees pride themselves on quick and reliable towing, winching, lockouts, jump starts, and roadside service, as well as towing and wreck recovery for tractor trailers. Big to small, Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery does it all. Just call 431-2117 or 756-4563 for dependable 24-hour service from Kerry Buckley Towing and Recovery.
Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve has been serving families in the area for over 115 years. Whether you need insurance on your home, mobile home, farm, or where you rent, Farmers Mutual Insurance Company can help. That's Farmers Mutual Insurance Company on St. Genevieve Drive in St. Genevieve. Call for a competitive quote at 883-3520. That's 883-3520. Farmers Mutual Insurance Company in St. Genevieve, a hometown company with hometown values.
Party Plus in Farmington, next to Grand Rental, is your party headquarters. Choose from the largest selection of arbors, tents, adult and kids' tables and chairs, along with staging, custom table linens, wedding items, and much more, with a bigger variety than ever before. Whether it's for school, church, family, or any special event, Party Plus has you covered. Call 573-756-1630 for Party Plus at Grand Rental Station on Karsh Boulevard in Farmington. They've got you covered inside and out, and see what they have to offer at partyplusfarmington.com.
Tonight's Dream Team Selection Show is brought to you by Creative Touch in St. Genevieve, County Do-It Center in St. Genevieve, R&A Logging and Sawmill, LLC in Annapolis, Boyer Lumber Company in Potosi, and Warner Auto Body in Perryville. If you don't do business with those folks, well then, you should be ashamed of yourself. That's all I can say. Let's talk with Ben Turnbow from Potosi. First ever Potosi Wrestling Dream Team athlete. Ben, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
Does that have a pretty good ring to it, first wrestling dream teamer from Potosi?
I mean, it's pretty cool, you know.
being the first, it's just, I mean, there's a whole lot of people that, you know, probably deserved it, but I'm just really happy that I got the votes from the coaches, you know.
Well, and obviously the program's got to start somewhere. When you found out Potosi was going to have a wrestling program, what went through your mind, and did you immediately get to work to get to where you're at?
You know, when I just first found out that we were going to have a wrestling program, honestly, I wasn't too interested in wrestling at the time, and then I had some really good, you know, role models really pushed me into wrestling, and then all of a sudden I just fell in love with it.
And then the state meet and that atmosphere and finishing third place, being the first ever Potosi wrestler to medal, or I believe even make the medal rounds at the state meet. What was that experience like, just the entire atmosphere?
It was crazy. I was extremely nervous, you know, going in the first day, but then once I figured out I medaled, and Coach Leeds was telling me, you know, you just made history, I was just I was super thankful and extremely excited.
Ben, we hear about some programs that kind of have that tradition, and they look to the older wrestlers, and then they grow up in it. Who were some of your role models in wrestling and some guys that kind of helped you out to discover your way in wrestling?
Well, all my coaches, you know, that I've had through the years, they've all given me something to look up to and, you know, model myself after. And then just, you know, the great programs like Iowa and all those, I just really look up to the way they wrestle and the way they do things.
Ben, you mentioned that you weren't too interested when you first found out about there being a wrestling program at Potosi, but now that you're at the end of the season, you can look back at all of it. What was it like to be a part of the building process of what is now a pretty good program?
Oh, it's incredible. You know, knowing that people are going to look back at the roots of the program and they're going to see those people who really just first got it going, like our seniors and our juniors, you know, and even our sophomores, we're really taking off now.
There's nothing like a third place finish at state to keep you interested, and I would imagine you're going to be pretty invested in it the next 2 years. You're a sophomore this year. You got two more years still to chase that state medal, that championship. Is that the goal?
Yes, for sure. I definitely want to be a two-time state champ, and I'm working for it. You know, just like tonight, I'm just on my way home from a parlor up here in St. Louis, so definitely working towards two state titles.
The Dream Team athlete coming home from working at it. You got to love that. So that's awesome. Anything else for Ben Turnbull? All right, Ben, congratulations once again on making our Dream Team. We look forward to seeing you at the Dream Team ceremony, okay?
All right, thank you.
Ben Turnbull, he's a 170-pound sophomore wrestler from the Potosi Trojans. This is the Dream Team Selection Show, Kicking Country, J98 The Boot. That's going to be a wrap on wrestling. We'll turn it over to boys basketball coming up next. Actually, we want to have one more blurb on wrestling before we turn it over to boys basketball, but we'll do that in about 90 seconds. Keep it on The Boot.
There's no better time than now to transfer your prescriptions to Klein's Pharmacy. They are there for you and your family to ensure your pharmacy experience is quicker and more convenient than ever by offering RX2Go, a free mobile app. To submit refills, text message notifications when scripts are ready for pickup, free delivery, convenient drive-through, free antibiotics, and free multivitamins. Find out more by visiting their website, KleinsMedicenterPharmacy.com, or call 883-5788.
MFA Agri-Services in St. Genevieve, not just your everyday feed store. Stop by right now for all your spring supplies, name brand work clothing that's sure to make your job more comfortable, and so much more. Be sure to check out their selection of quality Liberty Safes at competitive prices. And remember, MFA for all your garden seeds that are arriving daily. MFA Agri-Services on Industrial Drive in St. Genevieve congratulates all the athletes that were named to the 2016 J98 Dream Team. That's MFA Agri-Services in St. Genevieve, open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 and 7:30 to noon on Saturday.
Miller's Pest Control and Festus serves Jefferson, St. Genevieve, St. Francis, and St. Louis County since 1967. From insects, termites, and rodent control, they have it all covered. Call 636-937-2384. Miller's Pest Control and Festus wants to thank their past, present, and future customers for their business. Because of people like you, they continue to grow and continue to grow their customer service. Thank you from everyone at Miller Pest Control, where pests are their specialty.
You're listening to the 2016 Dream Team Selection Show on J98.
It is the A-Team of Glenn Johnson, Tommy Self, Will Cheshire, Chad Speaker, and Greg Armbrister.
If you ain't listening to the Dream Team Selection Show, I pity the fool.
Are we going to get a van?
We have a van.
It's true, we do.
It just needs a ladder rack.
It's the boot van. Dodge Caravan sitting out there in the garage. So we're in the Dream Team Selection Show on J98 The Boot. We just finished up wrestling. One more thing on wrestling. We'll do the quick recap. Devin Savage, Farmington. Trey Adams, DeSoto. Jared Nicholson, Farmington. Wes Dick and St. Genevieve. Colin Hewitt, Farmington. Cam Fusco, Seckman. William Siebert, Farmington. Kai Orine, Seckman. Bradley Harmon, Farmington. And Ben Turnbow, Potosi. Six seniors make the wrestling Dream Team this year. I just got Farmington on the brain. One junior, two sophomores, and the only freshman and this entire Dream Team class was in wrestling and belonged to Seckman. So good diversity there along the wrestlers.
Yeah, it was spread out pretty well throughout the wrestling category of, what was it, four out of the five Farmington wrestlers were seniors. But other than that, it's going to be tough for everybody in the wrestling area over the next couple of years.
Now, if you want to hear about the wrestlers who just missed the cut, almost made it but didn't quite, stick around for the end of the show because we're going to have a complete snubs segment at the end. You will not want to miss that. It's one of the best things that we do. But with that, it's time for the main event. We're going to talk boys basketball right here, and let's get this first bad boy out of the way.
Marshawn Morrissey, 6'3" junior, Ellington Whippets.
Spin move down low. Marshawn Morrissey finishes with the right hand, put him in the spin cycle, 360, and a finish. It's a 12-4 start for the Ellington Whippets.
Marshawn Morrissey was selected to the Class 2 All-District team. He has over 1,500 career points, averaging 20 points per game and 7 rebounds per game. He's 63% from field goal range, 61% from the line. He averages 2 assists per game, 2 steals per game, and 1 block per game. Marshawn is also actively involved in Team Spirit and FCA.
Marshawn Morrissey, Ellington Whippets.
Fitting music there. Greg Armbruster produced that intro for Marshawn Morrissey. Fitting because they won just about every tournament they played in this year except for the state tournament, and they did pretty, you know, they made the state tournament again this year as well. So that's saying something there. Marshawn Morrissey, junior from Ellington.
Talk about a kid that is fun to watch, but not only is he fun to watch, but you can see him having fun during the games. And there's so many things about Marshawn's game that are fun to watch. I mean, he can elevate, jump out of the gym. I called him Windex four different times of the year just because he cleans up the glass every single night. Just an extremely fun player to watch and a very humble guy. Very humble guy.
I love that Ellington is good, if nothing else, that it gives South Iron some competition in the Black River League, right? Because, you know, for my first several years here and throughout the course of history, it's been South Iron running the Black River League, with the exception of a few years here and there, and that's a credit to Dusty Dinkins' crew. But now the Ellington Whippets have arrived, and they've made their mark on the conference.
And, you know, to add to Marshawn, like you said, a junior, so they'll be back again next year, and that might be my favorite thing about him is that we get to watch him for another year.
I love his feet, because you first look at him, 6'3".
Chad's a feet guy.
Maybe. Fetish, right?
Ew.
What, 250 maybe? 240? Oh, I mean, a big, thick guy. And you don't expect him to do the things that he does out there. You don't expect the spins. You don't expect the lateral movement. And I think, Greg, you and I have broadcast several of the games. We just say during a broadcast, he's not supposed to be doing the things that he's doing out there, and something that Glenn touched on, he was part of a team that went to the state playoffs for the first time since 91 for that school. So it's been 25 years. None of the players were alive the last time they made the state brackets.
Chad Speaker and Rex Ryan. Our next Dream Team athlete.
Come on, Kinder. 6'4" senior, Bestest Tigers.
Up the floor, Kamal Kinder. Baseline to baseline. They let him go all the way, and he lays it in.
You better not let Kamal Kinder start taking over.
Kinder finishes his career as the all-time leading scorer in Festus school history, scoring 20 points per game his senior year, pulled down 9 rebounds, 6 assists, and 2 steals per game. And with a 4.0 GPA, defines the student athlete.
Kamal Kinder from Festus. I think he was another no-doubter on this Dream Team, but, you know, Tommy, you've covered him his entire career. He has been so fun to watch.
I missed his freshman year, but,
okay. Yeah. Thanks for thanks for just totally going off course from what I was going with there.
I've covered most of his career.
Get it straight,
You've
Johnson.
Covered 3 of the 4 years of his career. What'd you think?
He's one of those guys. His dad, who's also his head coach, Tony Kinder, said just a lot of coaches came up to him before the game, says, is he graduating this year? He's that kind of guy, because he's been playing since his freshman year, as you heard there, the all-time leading scorer in Festus history. And he's one of those guys that you circle, highlight, asterisk, whatever you got to do before you go in, and you still can't stop him. You can put a couple guys on him, and he's the kind of guy that's going to get his points, and he's going to get his production no matter what. He's so smooth offensively. Pretty good shooter. I don't know if he shot the ball as well this year as he has in the past, but very good at getting to the basket and just a team leader. Really, he really can take over a basketball team when you need him to. But defensively is where he's so good, I think, and underrated in that he's just so long. He's like 6'4", I think. Long arms and so good defensively. He distributes the basketball well too. He's just a hard guy to guard, and he's a guy that a lot of coaches in the area are going to be happy to see him graduate, and he's got several college offers yet that I think he's still fielding.
Actually, he's 6'3", .99999.
Okay, so when he puts shoes on, he's 6'4". Yeah,
we had a ball covering him in the Christmas tournament. Yeah, and as they came down, and they were a great addition to the Christmas tournament at Central, by the way. But you know, you take a look at his numbers, and that tells you
make a tough tournament even better.
It tells you what he's able to do. But I like the fact that he will get his teammates involved. He'll get everybody in the right sets. You know, he'll tell everybody where they're going to go. But then, and I think you kind of alluded to it, Tommy, as a coach, if you need a bucket and everything breaks down, you can just kind of point and say, go get us a bucket, and he'll just do that too.
You know, it's fun been talking to him and his dad, who's his head coach, because that's such a tough situation when your son is obviously your best player. And you know, I asked Coach Kinder after their last game. I said, so talk about him a little bit. It was like, well, as his dad, we butted heads a lot, but as his coach, we were super proud of him. And you heard about his GPA. He's a great player on and off the court. Easy guy to talk to, very engaging, and he'll do well at the next level next year.
If you want somebody that can shoot the lights out, just call this guy's number.
Hayden Sprinkle, 6 foot sophomore, North County Raiders.
Raiders, Raiders, Raiders. 28 footer, sails it in. And the best thing about Hayden Sprinkle is he has no conscience and no memory. 61-60, North County Bolts on top. North County Bolts on
top. With unlimited range, Sprinkle shot 41% from the 3-point arc, putting in 19.6 points per game, pulling down just under 4 rebounds, and averaging 5 assists. He shot 84% from the free throw line. Hayden Sprinkle, North County Raiders.
No conscience and no memory. The best thing Chad has said all year.
Oh, no, that's like fifth.
he keeps a tally sheet.
There's a list over there. Sprinkle's a guy, and he's got a, you know, his second coach with Coach Palmer this year? Is that right?
No, Palmer was there last year.
Was he last year? Okay. Yeah. But he's a guy that you first start coaching, you go, what are you doing? What? Nice shot. You know, that's the guy. He's that guy.
Absolutely.
It's the Steph Curry, Steve Kerr moments. Don't. Okay. All right.
Good shot.
And we're going to talk to Jimmy Palmer about him later on in the program, and I think you're going to like what you hear from Coach Jimmy Palmer. Only in his sophomore season, if he's only a sophomore and he's shooting the way he is and he's scoring the way he is, look out, MAAA Conference. This is ridiculous.
Absolutely, and really what stands out is the 84% he's a free throw shooter, 41% from three-point land, and then he shoots well from inside the perimeter too. That's the markings of an all-around great shooter, just not one-dimensional.
41% outside of the arc? He's not shooting from 19 feet 9 inches either.
Yeah, no.
I mean, 29 feet sometimes.
It's ridiculous, and that's really the mark of a terrific shooter when you can combine all three of those categories, and it's above about a 165, 170 mark, and then you know you're a terrific shooter all around.
And he does all of those things well, and he's even keel from start to finish. From tip to all zeros, he's the same guy from the start. You never really see him forcing anything because he's always throwing up shots. So that's just part of the game at this point. But you don't ever see him get rattled or push the pace and get out of control. And it's impressive being a sophomore.
It's because he has no memory.
It's true. No
and
conscience.
No conscience. The dream team is at St. Genevieve High School this year, so afterwards we're going to go over to the gym. We're all going to play a game of horse with Hayden Sprinkle. He's going to spot us the yes. We're going to see how we do. You think we have a chance?
I'm real good with trick shots.
I still got Hayden Sprinkle, Will. Sorry. I don't know you very well, but I got Hayden Sprinkle. Next Dream Team athlete.
Kobe Flower. 6'1" sophomore. Grandview Eagles.
Flower to the bucket, out the window. Good. Kobe Flower says first point of the game.
Will you give it to me?
The sophomore phenom averaged 22.5 points per contest. Shot 39% from beyond the arc, almost 80% from the charity stripe, while pulling down 6 rebounds per night, adding 6.4 assists, and averaging 3 steals per contest in just his second year at the varsity level, all while maintaining a 4.0 GPA.
Kobe Klaus, Grandview Eagles.
I'm relatively confident that Tommy has covered all of Kobe Klaus's career. He's just a sophomore.
I have.
Thank you.
And it's been a great career to cover so far. Already over 1,000 points in just a sophomore year in his career, and he's just a tremendous athlete. He's so quick. He's got ankle breaking crossover dribbles. I mean, he goes so. I think one of the things that he does, he just goes so strong to the basket when he drives in. Really the only option is to foul him or to try and take a charge, but I mean you can't get there quick enough to do that. He's just so hard to guard, and he's really rejuvenated the Grandview program. They were pretty good for a while, but man, when he came in, they have just really turned a corner, and bright future ahead.
You and I were trying to figure out when the last Grandview Dream Team athlete was, and I know they've had some over the course of history, but it has been a really long time. So good for them.
Already 1,000 points guard, and just a great team leader too. Chris Miller raves about him. He brings the ball up the floor, and he's a guy that, you know, when you're young like that, and when you score 22 points per game, everybody goes in. You got to stop you. But so to continue to do that, to be able to distribute the basketball, get players off of you, and still get that production, that's what it takes a couple years to learn, and he's got it as a sophomore.
You want shooters? We got shooters.
Brandon Wagner, 6'2" junior, Central Rebels.
Wagner dribbles it back the other way, gives it off, gets it back, takes a three, hits another one, his third straight three to start the second half. Brandon averaged 18 points and 4 rebounds per game this season, shooting 50% from the field and 48% from beyond the arc. He's also a 70% free throw shooter. He's an all-district selection along with being first-team all-conference. He led the Central Rebels to a 27-3 record, a district championship, and an appearance in the state playoffs. A great shooter and all-around defender, his steady hand also helps him on the links, as he's also a member of the Golf Dream Team.
Brandon Wagner, Central Rebels.
If I had a nickel for every time I saw Brandon Wagner hit a three, I'd have myself a lot of nickels, Chad.
You'd have a stack of them.
Yep.
I heard a college coach one time say he was referring to a player who's a great shooter, and he said, from the elbow out, this guy is as good as it gets. And I always think of that quote when I watch Brandon Wagner play, because his jump shot is so pretty, and he's got the quickest trigger that I've seen in a long time, because he'll spot up, somebody will get him the ball, and there are guys all over him, but the ball's gone so fast that he's so hard to guard in that respect.
Absolutely, and I don't know how many times I saw him shoot from the corner, and it was because of that quick release that by the time the defense tried to collapse on him, that ball was already halfway in the air. It was just such a terrific quick release, and I think that was really a huge part of his game.
He's bigger than 6'2", too, doesn't he? I saw a couple. Right.
He's kind of skinny, so he looks, rangy and long, but I don't know.
He's very good when people are creating shots for him, but I think what's a little bit underrated about him is he can create his own shot. And, you know, they're down Jake Bridges, Connor Proffer, and Drew Harlow in that state playoff game. He had to create his own shot a lot. Got off to a little bit of a slow start, but then heated up. Remember, in the fourth quarter, Will, he can create his own shot and still score it.
Absolutely. I think there was a time where he hit like 3 consecutive threes in that game, and he really, really jumped off, and he really proved that he wasn't just a catch-and-shoot type of player, that he can really create his own. And he got to the basket a couple times as well. Another underrated part. We're only talking about his three-point shooting. He also proved that he can slash to the basket as well, so he's more than just a spot-up shooter.
Chad Mills had a good quote the first time I did the Cardinal conversation with him for Mineral Area College. I said something about a guy being a I said a guy could shoot it. He said, yeah, he can score it, too. You know, I want guys that can make it, not that can just shoot it. And Brandon Wagner can make it. Our next Dream Team athlete is another sophomore.
Gavin Pinkley, 6'7" sophomore, Hillsboro Hawks.
takes it over to the right wing, gets a screen from Pinkley. It's a pick and roll back to Pinkley. Underneath Pinkley, left side, layup, good, and one. The pick and roll, and Pinkley finishes off the feed from Schwartz.
A force to be reckoned with the moment he put on a varsity uniform, Gavin Pinkley is already one of the best basketball players in our area. His sophomore season saw him average 17.8 points per game, 9.6 rebounds, and 3.5 blocks. He's amassed 850 points already in his first 2 years of varsity basketball. Add in a soaring GPA at 4.14 and a class rank in the top 5 out of 279 students, and he's your prototypical Dream Team athlete.
Gavin Pinkley, Hillsboro Hawks.
Gavin Pinkley from the Hillsboro Hawks on his first Dream Team. Tommy probably won't be his last.
No, and no surprise there. And another sophomore, impressive sophomore out of Jefferson County in the Hillsboro area. You heard it's 17 points per game. And, a guy that can play inside and outside. He's 6'7", and his arms are 3 feet long, it seems like. And one thing that he really stepped up this year was his defense. Really increased. He's got 3.5 blocks per game, which was a huge port. But it's just so hard to guard when you got it who's 6'7" and tall. I mean, there's just very few guys who can match up with that and score or defend on him. But he's in the district championship, in the district tournament. Windsor and Lutheran South did a pretty good job of forcing him away from the basket outside the three-point arc, and he still made him pay. He hit a couple three-pointers, and that's just the kind of athlete that he is. He's not obviously the point guard, but he can bring the ball up occasionally. He's just so athletic and so quick and just has really great post move, and just a sophomore. There's a reason that there's a lot of Division I schools looking at him. I mean, SLU's looking at him, Mizzou's looking at him. There's a ton of Division I's for a good reason.
I think he's our best prospect in our area. Yeah. I really do. And he's such, you kind of alluded to, he's such a modern player. Because 15 years ago, you look at a guy that's 6'7", and you say, well, go down to the block. We'll try to throw it into you. But, yeah, he's got really a developed all-around game. I love watching this guy play.
He's not just a straight-up basket-to-basket post player. Mm-mm, he can be, all. But there are other things that he can do.
We go from a first-time Dream Team athlete to a guy who's been on several Dream Teams, but this is his first for basketball.
Connor Bosler. Connor Bosler. 6'1 senior, Valley Catholic Warriors.
Wood throws it to Bosler. 6 seconds left. Does he have another chapter to write in his book? Behind the back, step back jumper, slices in, he gets it to go. Connor Bosler ties it, and the next chapter will be written in overtime.
A Dream Team quarterback who has led his team to 3 state championships in Class 1 football and the all-time passing leader. He is also on the Dream Team for baseball, helping lead Valley to 2 state baseball championships. In basketball, he is a 4-year starter, sophomore all-conference and all-district, junior year all-conference and all-district, and his senior year all-conference and all-district. He averages 18.8 points per game, over 2 assists, and over 4 rebounds per game, shooting 62% from the charity stripe and 32% from downtown.
Connor Bosler, Valley Catholic Warriors.
So now Connor Bosler can add a basketball Dream Team to his list of accomplishments, which is about 5,700 pages long by now. Baseball, basketball, and football. He's made the Dream Team in all of them.
It would be fun to be Connor Bosler, wouldn't it? I mean, it really would. Every sport you cover, you go out and the guy's crushing it. I mean, you go out in football, he's tearing it up. He's making records. He's going to be a college baseball player. And then in basketball, he's a guy that you watch him play for 5 minutes. And, you know, if you've ever played pickup basketball on the playground, he's the guy you pick first. I mean, he's so fun to watch as an athlete.
He's terrific to watch. He can shoot the ball very, very well. He can slash to the basket as well. And one thing that really stood out to me, district semifinal game, they lost to Meadow Heights, but the possession before he got the game-tying shot, he turned the ball over, and then that sent Meadow Heights to the line, but then he still did not let that bother him. And he went down that next possession, he tied the game and gave his team an additional chance in overtime. That speaks a lot about a young man's character, especially at the high school level. It's very hard once you make a mistake to kind of overcome that, especially in a game of that magnitude. You can kind of, you know, let that get to your head. He did not let that get to his head and found a way to just overcome the mistake.
This Dream Team could always use another big man.
Zach Beal. 6'7" senior. Woodland Cardinals.
Dribble drive, kick out. On the right wing, it's Beal. He's going to put it on the floor. Two bounces, spin move, through the lane, up and off the glass. Zach Beal, another amazing finish. Woodland up by 15.
At 6'7", Beal is a dominating presence in the post, averaging 23 points and 12 rebounds per game, along with his 3 assists and 3 blocks per contest. He can also step outside and drop it home. 38 three-pointers on the season to lead the team. He was the best three-point shooter to wear a Woodland Cardinal uniform this season. Beal also knew how to get a rise out of the crowd. He led the team in dunks with 52. It wasn't even close. It was Beal's play that helped the Cardinals to 20 wins this season, finishing 20-7.
Zach Beal, Woodland Cardinals.
One of those numbers, Ted, in particular, jumps out off the stat sheet, doesn't it?
Well, this is the guy, I mean, you go through the list, and I've seen maybe, I mean, almost everybody on this team I've seen play, but not this guy. And 52 dunks, I wish I'd have seen this guy play.
It tells you all everything you know about him, the fact that somebody keeps track of that.
You bet. That's smart, man.
Okay, so at 6'7", 52 dunks, he's also their best three-point shooter. That's insane.
It just adds another dynamic to the game. You know,
how do you guard him?
Standing around the perimeter, always going to shoot, let me get close. No, I'll blow right by you and dunk it in your face in the lane. So
averages a double-double, led Woodland to a 20-plus win season this year. I mean, he was the real deal. And you remember last year he was with Garrett Reynolds on the same team. Reynolds made the dream team, and now in back-to-back years, Woodland has a dream team athlete. And this dude at 6'7", shooting the way he does, I think he's got a bright future as well. Next dream team athlete, we go back to Jefferson County.
Javon White, 6'3", senior, St. Pius Lansing.
Javon White at the three-point line, gets double-teamed, spin move through the lane, up with it, and it falls in. Athletic play for Javon White.
Javon shot nearly 50% during his senior season, averaging a double-double per night with 19.3 points per game and pulling down 10.5 rebounds per night while adding 2.7 to assists.
Javon White, St. Pius Lansing.
Tommy's seen the most of Javon White this year, so tell me a little bit about this guy.
Well, he was a guy, you know, you heard about a lot about Isaiah Hennessy, who's a multi-time player of the year in Jefferson County in their conference and a dream teamer. And Javon White is kind of like Isaiah Hennessy 2.0, very similar skill set, similar build, similar playing style. And, you know, he's a guy like we were talking about with Beal, where he's a tough guy to guard because he's a good three-point shooter. So, but you don't want to play up and guard him tightly on a three, because if you put a hand in his face, he's going to blow right by you and get a layup and get to the free throw line if you block him. So it's a tough guy to guard, and really kind of had to take over that Isaiah, that number one guy where you can shoot it, who can drive it, and really played very well for a team who was kind of maybe was a little bit younger this year, took a little bit look a while to get going, but really played some of their basketball at the end of the year, and White very deserved of the honor.
And from the same district and also back to the MAAA.
Parker Forshee, 5'9", senior, West County Bulldog.
Forshee sets up the West County offense as he comes into the front court, throws Miner Sagan, give and go, back to Parker Forshee, and it's an alley-oop dunk. You've got to be kidding me. They went give and go, and Parker Forshee just rocked the house, bringing it down with a two-handed flush.
Forshee averages 20 points per game, 6 rebounds per game, and 4 assists per game with 3 steals per game. He's a 3-time first-team all-conference player and a 3-time all-district player.
Parker Forshee, West County Bulldogs.
First tournament of the year, Chad. That play happened, and I just hoped he would make the dream team so I could use that again. That was one of the coolest things I've ever seen at the high school level.
And the game before, the game after, he had the game winner.
Yeah.
And that was an incredible highlight. In fact, Glenn, the next day after the game, I played the highlight on sports the next morning, and I thought, all right, I either heard that wrong or Glenn screwed it up. Because Foshi's 5'9", and he can't do that. And another aside on the kind of the same note, they were playing a team that had a 6'7" guy, and Chris LeBrier sends Parker Foshee out to jump ball. This is really, really early in the season. I said, oh, that's funny. You know, he's kind of making light of there's no way they can win the jump ball, and so he's kind of making fun of that. So he sends out his – no, Parker Foshee jump ball. He won the jump ball, in that contest and many others at 5'9".
And I got to see him play in the district. And the amazing thing, the other amazing thing is not only he can jump, but like he like levitates. Like he's up in the air and he hangs up in the air for what seems like what should be way too long before gravity takes over and you come back down to the ground. And he is a great example of you don't have to be big to rebound. Because he just goes and gets it. He is so aggressive. He plays so hard. And he sees the basketball and goes and gets it. And like you said, at 5'9", he's one of their top rebounders. Are you kidding me?
They were one of my favorite teams to watch.
He
was
so
a
fun to watch.
Big reason why, yeah.
I believe he played as a freshman, but I didn't really notice too much his leaping ability until his junior year. They were playing a game at Crystal City that I called. And the dude's just out jumping like the DeGear kid, you know, who's much taller than him. And, you know, just out jumping everybody. And I did the post-game interview with Sean Breeze, Crystal City. He won that game, and he's like, that number 24 jumps like a flea. Are you kidding me with this guy? And then so I started really paying attention to how he jumps, and then, of course, the alley-oop happened, and it was like, wow.
I think Parker surprised himself because I asked him one day, I said, do you know what your vertical is? And he said, well, when it was a freshman, we measured it at 25. And I said, yeah, well, it's way, way higher now.
I would say you're pretty accurate with that statement. This is the Dream Team Selection Show. 10 picks in for boys basketball. That is it. We're going to start talking to some of the players and coaches when we come back. I believe Grandview basketball coach Chris Miller lined up to chat with us next. Keep it on the Dream Team Selection Show on the booth.
TG Missouri produces steering wheels, airbag side molding, interior and exterior plastic trim components for automobiles. Since its establishment in 1986, the company has maintained steady growth as a high-quality producer of plastic and urethane products. Its primary product is molded steering wheels produced by Reaction Injection Molding Process. TG Missouri also proud to be a part of the community and committed to being a good corporate citizen and partner in Perryville.
Unitech Career Center in Bonterre offers a fantastic lineup of classes in a variety of fields. As the times have changed, so have the courses. Certified nursing and med tech, electrical trades, welding, air conditioning and refrigeration, office skills, electrical trades and technology, collision repair, automotive technology, power sports and more. If you're looking at a long-range or short-term plan, look no further. Call Unitech Career Center in Bonterre, 358-3011. Tomorrow's training today. Unitech.
Dream Team Selection Show. We're starting to come down the home stretch. We now know the entire basketball Dream Team and wrestling Dream Team for that matter. Now it's just time to start talking to some players and some coaches. And joining us first up here is Grandview Eagles boys basketball coach Chris Miller. Coach, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good.
Congratulations on getting Kobe Klaus, a sophomore, onto the J98 Dream Team. What was it like to coach him?
You know, he's an absolute joy to coach. He works hard every day. He's a good teammate to the rest of the team. And, you know, if you tell him to do something, he's the first one who wants to do it. If you challenge him, he tries to rise to the occasion. I mean, he's just a great kid and, you know, an even better basketball player, too.
What is it that he does that just makes him so good?
He can do a little bit of everything. He was one of our top stat getters. Obviously, he led us in scoring. He can pass the ball. He was our second leading rebounder, and you know he'll try to do anything we ask him to do. He'll try to guard in the post if he has to, and you know he kind of facilitates us. He gets us in our offense, and he's kind of one man wrecking crew for us.
Coach, he has one of the best attributes of anybody on the Dream Team too, in terms of coaching perspective. He's a sophomore. I know great players are never satisfied. Coaches are usually never either. What's the next step for this kid?
Well, I mean, he's already, you know, we hit the off season and we lost our last game against Park Hills. And then Monday, first thing, you know, he's in the gym and he's working on trying to improve his shot. He's, you know, making a couple adjustments here and there, doing some things. We talked about some of the stuff that he needs to improve on. And he's already working on that. So, I mean, it's, you know, it's still March, and he's already looking towards next year. So, you know, I'd say the ceiling is pretty high for a kid. He's a sophomore, and he's gotten all kinds of accolades and at this age already. And, you know, we just keep trying to challenge him and trying to push him to the next level.
Coach, last year you guys had a – he was – as a freshman, you had a good – post presence than Brett Klaeschulte. You didn't have that inside game really as much this year, and yet he still put up great numbers, and you guys had a great year, almost even better than you did last year. How did he shoulder that extra load as such a young player, and how does he lead your team?
Well, the joke is he had to shoulder the load because we told him to. So he rose to the challenge. He picked up rebounds. He tried to improve his defense. His steal numbers went up this year. So there were several different things that, you know, we asked him to, you know, that he had to do. And that made it a lot easier for us. And we tried to improve our schedule. So we had a couple tougher games this year. And to put up the numbers that he did consistently throughout the year, that was a great testament to his work ethic.
Coach, I don't know if you've gotten a chance to talk to Kobe tonight since he found out, or if this has even crossed your mind at all, but it's been a really long time since Grandview's had a Dream Team athlete, really, in either sport. When he kind of takes a look at that, when it's all said and done, that he's the first in a really long time and has a chance to make it two more times after this year, how do you think that's going to kind of sink in for him?
It's something that, as a coaching staff, you know, even at times we're talking about him, we have to sit back for a second and say, well, wait, he's just a sophomore. If he makes a mistake or there's something we need to improve on, you know, and he's going to continue to mature and develop as a person, as an athlete still. I mean, he hasn't done, you know, growing and developing his body. So, you know, a lot of the stuff that he's improving on is there's still a lot more he can do. And the fact that Grandview, I think we've only had one All-State basketball player on the boys' side in school history, and we're really proud of what Kobe's been able to accomplish. I mean, that kind of tells us that he could end up being one of the best that's ever come through, and possibly the best after it's all said and done. So hopefully with everything, if everything continues on, that'll happen.
This is the Dream Team Selection Show on KTJJ, Farmington, Festus, Crystal City, St. Genevieve, Hillsboro. You know, Coach, he was obviously one of your best, probably your best player on the team this year, but I know he had a great supporting cast around him that helped him elevate his game, and I want you to talk about those guys a little bit.
A few of our guys, I mean, we're just a young team in general, losing Klaeschulte and the Billingsley kid, who they were instrumental in what we've tried to do and turn things around at Grandview. We had one senior, Josh Clark, and he upped his game quite a bit. He was an all-conference honorable mention. Sam Husky, who's continued to improve. He was a second-team all-conference this year, and he's kind of our spark plug, led us in rebounding at about 6 foot tall. And we tried to surround Kobe with some kids who can maybe shoot the ball at times. And, you know, we were young, so there's times where those guys weren't shooting the ball very well, and yeah, that's one of the things we're really trying to work on. So hopefully, if we continue to work and improve, I think we are 13-13 this year. We're hoping that a couple of those losses that were close turn into wins for us next year. And, you know, we'll see if we can improve. I mean, that's the goal. We're just trying to be competitive. So those guys all know the task that's at hand for us. And we'll see if we can improve on that next year.
Coach Miller, anything else you want to add tonight?
No, I mean, I'm just extremely proud of Kobe. I know he's a kid who's very humble when it comes to receiving awards, and I'm just really, really proud of him. I know his teammates are at everything he does, and hopefully we'll get some good news maybe Wednesday too and find out if he made another team. So,
Coach Miller, congratulations once again on getting Kobe Klaus onto the Dream Team, and we look forward to seeing you guys at the Dream Team ceremony.
All right, thank you.
Chris Miller from Grandview joining us here on J98 The Boot for the Dream Team Selection Show. We got more players, more coaches to talk to. Stay with us on J98 The Boot.
Werner Auto Body in Perryville is the place to go for all of your auto body repair needs. Owner Jim Werner specializes in body repair, wheel alignments, and framework for foreign and domestic vehicles. So if you've been in a fender bender, give Jim a call at 573-547-2568. Your complete auto body shop, Werner Auto Body, located at 704 North Kings Highway in Perryville, is open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5, and all insurance work is welcome.
Hey, neighbor, I see you back and forth to the garage. What you got going on?
Right now I'm updating my plumbing, and I'm making lists for all the home improvements I'll be doing this spring.
Really? Like what?
I'll be updating landscaping, I'll be adding tile floors to my bathrooms, new carpet to bedrooms, replacing cabinets in the kitchen, and adding new storm doors, all with Potosi Lumber.
It's not too late to think about spring home improvements. See Potosi Lumber, Highway 21 in Potosi.
It's the winter sports version of our Dream Team Selection Show on Kicking Country J98 The Boot. And, of course, brought to you by First State Community Bank. All locations, Ozarks Federal Savings and Loan, all locations. Sam Sism Ford Lincoln in Farmington, City Glass and Brotherton Motors in Fredericktown, and St. Genevieve Vision Care in St. Genevieve. We got another player on the line and ready to talk to us. And we're going to the Frank Clay area with Parker Forgey from the West County Bulldogs. Congratulations, Parker, on making the Dream Team.
Thank you very much, Matt. It's a great accomplishment for me to make it on the basketball side.
Yeah, you've made it for baseball too, correct?
Yeah, I made it for baseball last spring, and it was a great deal for me and my family, so I'm really excited for the basketball this year.
Yeah, and this is your first one for basketball. So my obvious first question for you is the highlight that we had in the Arcadia Valley Thanksgiving basketball tournament. To do that in front of that crowd and get that reaction, what kind of feeling was that, man?
It was beyond anything I've ever felt before. For to be the shortest player probably on the floor to be able to just jump up and do that, it just, and hear everybody just scream and yell after, it was just amazing.
Can you take me through the play? I remember it as a give and go. I think you were running point, you gave it to Jacob, and then cut right side, maybe back door, and then he lobbed it up there for you. That's my take on it. I'm sure yours is much better.
Yeah, well, see, we ran this play quite a bit in practice, and the deal is Jacob comes off two screens as like a distraction whenever I pass it to him, so they think that he's going to do something on that side. But then I get a great screen by Roger Vance, and I cut off of that screen, and he just lobbed it up there. And whenever I catch it, I'm either supposed to shoot a layup or if I ever get the chance to dunk it, and I got it that time.
Did you know when the ball was in the air, like, I'm dunking this, and this place is going to go crazy, or what?
No, I think it was more of a thing that whenever I got that high and I realized it, I was like, oh, crap, I might as well try and do something right now with this, and it ended up working.
Yeah, it did. Is it almost a shame that that play happened so early in the season? Like, were you ever able to duplicate that the rest of the way?
No, it wasn't disappointing or anything, but, I mean, I wish I could have done it again, but opportunity was never there, and I was fine with that one. I wish I could have got more, but I'm happy with it.
It was awesome. It made my year, that's for sure.
Was it a situation in the Thanksgiving tournament, like you were so ready to play, you were so hyped, the crowd was there? Was it just a thing like maybe adrenaline gave you an extra couple inches to throw it down?
It could have been, but I think I always have that same feeling every game, knowing that this is my last season, so I was always ready for every game. And I think I've even gotten higher during the later games. It's just we didn't get the ball there right, or maybe I jumped too early, or too late. It just wasn't always perfect like that one time was.
He laughs at your adrenaline.
How did you fight the urge coming through the lane to just not smash on everybody? Because I would struggle with that.
Yeah, I don't. I just, whenever I did it, it was just amazing. I couldn't believe it actually happened just then and there. I think my teammates were a little bit more fired up than I was, because I was in shock a little bit.
Well, you had that play. You had some game-winning shots, a big-time performance in the Christmas tournament this year. Which one kind of ranks at the top? Is it that one, or is it some of your buzzer beaters?
Well, I think all-around team play would have to be the fastest game, beating them by 1 point when most people had us down. But then for a personal one, it'd have to be the Ellington game whenever I dunked that one. Mm-hmm. That'd be my favorite.
At the Festus game, because you didn't lead that entire game. I actually called that one, and then you won it at the buzzer. Whoever hit the game-winning shot is escaping me. It might have been Blake Barlow. I'm not sure. Was it Barlow?
It was Blake Barlow, yeah. He got it on the opposite corner wing, and he just drilled it.
So what's next for Parker Forgey, man?
Yeah, it means a lot to me. Thanks.
What do you want to do next? You want to play basketball in college or anything?
Well, I haven't really thought much about basketball, and I haven't had anybody talk to me or anything about it, but I plan on playing baseball probably for Mac next year.
Well, we are your home for Mineral Area College baseball, so we'll definitely look forward to that. Thanks so much for your time, Parker. Congratulations once again on making the Dream Team. Well deserved.
Thank you very much. It means a lot to me.
Parker Forsey from the West County Bulldogs boys basketball team. What a pleasure it was to watch him play throughout his high school career, and it all comes to an end as he is a senior. Gavin Pinkley from the Hillsboro Hawks, we want to talk to him. He's going to join us next as the Dream Team Selection Show continues on The Boot.
If an unfortunate accident happens, don't settle for just anyone to put your vehicle back into shape. Trust the professionals at Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre. Not only does Kernan Auto Body offer years of experience and accepts only perfection when it comes to their work, but customer service and convenience are also top priorities for their customers. Kernan Auto Body now offers windshield repair for chips and cracks, and as always, Kernan Auto Body in Bonterre accepts MasterCard and Visa. Call them today, 573-358-7300.
The Potosi R3 School District is committed to excellence. Now, they're proud of their students and their athletes because these young people work hard and show a ton of dedication. The Potosi R3 students and athletes are committed to excelling to high levels of achievement. Attitude and perseverance play a big part in their success. The Potosi R3 School District sincerely hopes this school year is a wonderful and memorable stepping stone in their life's journey.
It's Ford Truck Month at Reuther Ford. Hi, this is Doug Jr. Right now, get 0% APR for up to 60 months on all new 2015 F-150 models on approved credit. Plus, right now, get a new 2016 Ford F-150 XL with Power Group, Sync, and a trailer hitch for under $26,000. Or how about a new 2015 Ford F-150 XLT 4x2 with 5-liter V8 and Sport Package for under $37,000. Or, during Truck Month, get a sweet deal on a new 2016 Ford F-250 XLT 4x4 for $49,995 after rebates. And remember, at Reuther Ford, all new F-150s come with a 5-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty. Get your Truck Month sweet deal today at Reuther Ford, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Hey, where you always get a sweet deal, Reuther
Ford, Reuther.com.
You've been listening to the Dream Team Selection Show, and we hope you're going to keep it that way because we are not even close to done yet. Gavin Pinkley is set to join us now on Kicking Country J98, the Boot, streaming online at MIMOinfo.com. Gavin Pinkley in his sophomore season makes his first boys basketball dream team. Congratulations, Gavin.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
From what I understand, I think your entire family is pretty much listening tonight, just hoping that you would make it onto the Dream Team, and it turns out that they waited around for good reason because you did make it. When you heard your name called, what went through your mind?
I was in shock. You know, I didn't think that with all the upperclassmen around in the area that I would get picked to be on the Dream Team.
You know, Gavin, it's being your sophomore year, obviously you're going to be the tallest player on the floor 9 times out of 10, and yet you have a good outside game. What was the adjustment like this year, having to decide, okay, when do I take this outside shot, when do I try to push it to the rim?
I just took what was ever open. If I had teammates open on the perimeter, I'd give it to them, and they'd knock down the shot, and that really helped get my game going when I get them involved as well.
You know, Gavin, your sophomore season, you had a pretty phenomenal year. Here you are as one of the 10 best in the area, but that doesn't come without having some great teammates around you. Who were some of the guys that really helped you come along this season?
Sorry, what was that? You're cutting out, I think.
Your sophomore season, being one of the younger guys, who were some of the guys on your team that helped you out this season, kind of showed you the ropes, get you acclimated? Who was it that was your wingman?
Well, Tyler Schwartz, being able to distribute and give me the ball when I'm open, and him driving really helped me be able to open things up. And Drew Bisson being able to knock down outside shots helped the inside game. Michael Brewer being able to finish around the rim really just helped me get open more.
Gavin, only a sophomore, but is recruiting already picking up for you? Are you hearing from schools?
It is starting to pick up. It's pretty stressful, actually.
I can imagine so. Will, you got something for him?
Yeah, hey, Gavin, obviously your size and your ability to play outside and inside makes you multidimensional and a very difficult weapon. Just curious, growing up, is there a particular player that you saw growing up that you kind of thought you might model your game after, or kind of drew some inspiration, or was it a family member, or just kind of who inspired you and kind of to really mold your game?
You know, just seeing people that are versatile on the court helps me get in the gym and work on both my inside skills and my outside skills just to be a more of an all-around player.
So between you and Tyler Schwartz, if it's a Batman-Robin situation, who's the Batman, who's the Robin?
I'd say he's the Batman and I'm the Robin.
Oh, man, I think that was a humble, humble answer. You two do really work well together. He sets you up, and you make him look good. He makes you look good. You must love having a guy like that on the floor with you.
I do. Me and him sit after every day at practice and just work on our two-man game and getting each other open. It helps a lot.
What are some of your goals for your next 2 years at Hillsboro High School trying to take the Hawks to the next level?
My personal goal is to be a 180% shooter, and our team goals are to win districts and conference and all the tournaments that we play in.
All right.
I know you play in a very, very tough AAU team that's nationally ranked. How tough is that league, and how much did that help prepare you for especially this year?
Extremely tough. Playing with kids that are better than me or just as good as me really helps my game when I come back to school basketball, because I'm getting better with other kids outside the area.
Gavin, we appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations on making the dream team, and good luck in the future. Hopefully we'll see you the next couple of years as well.
Thank you for your time.
Keep it on J98 The Boot for the Dream Team Selection Show. One more coach to talk to. North County Raiders basketball coach Jimmy Palmer joins us next to talk about Hayden Sprinkle here tonight. And then it'll be just about time to wrap this one up on J98.
This message for people who want to build a new home. Two questions when choosing your lender. One, does it matter who disperses construction payments throughout your project? Yes. When Ozarks Federal is your lender, we efficiently disperse without you or your builder having to coordinate payments through a third party. Two, does your lender offer a one-time close program? Ozarks Federal has construction financing and the permanent loan all wrapped in one closing. No requalifying, no reappraisal, no additional closing costs. Ozarks Federal, the area's best construction equal housing lender.
Williams Construction Company and Excavating out of St. Mary has been in business for over 30 years. They specialize in ponds, basements, clearing of roads, and road repair. They're even certified septic installers. They'll give you a free estimate on any excavating project. For experience and quality work, call Kenny at Williams Construction Company and Excavating, 573-543-2933. Or email at kenwilliamsconstruction@live.com.
This is the Dream Team Selection Show on Kick It Country J98 The Boot, and we're back with the North County Raiders basketball coach, Jimmy Palmer. Coach Palmer, congratulations on landing Hayden Sprinkle on the Dream Team this year.
Oh, thank you very much. I think he was well-deserving of it.
Well, in his sophomore season, to make the Dream Team is pretty special, but, man, you watch him play and you know pretty quickly that he's a Dream Team athlete, especially if you see him shoot a few times, right?
Oh, absolutely. There's not a shot on the floor he doesn't think he can make, and, you know, it helps to have a player like that out there to shoot with the confidence that he does and to perform at the level that he does as only a sophomore, like you mentioned.
Well, you've been around long enough to know that to make the Dream Team, you got to be a good player and a good person, good kid, you know, on and off the court, and you feel like he fits that category as well.
Oh, absolutely. You know, he's a great student-athlete, student first. You know, he's an A-B student, never gets in any trouble outside of school, always makes the right decisions on and off the court. And, you know, he's a great team leader for us.
You've mentioned when he gets in the gym, he's open. Has there ever been a shot you've told him not to take? Do you ever tell him, hey, maybe you shouldn't jack one up this time down, or do you just kind of let him have free reign?
You know, I give him the green light, per se. You know, one that comes to mind, and he'll get a kick out of this if he listens to the interview. We're playing Festus at home, and it's about a 7-8-point game late in the fourth quarter. He takes a handoff two steps inside half court and inside the semicircle, lets it fly, and
he hits nothing but net, and on film you can see my reaction. My hands go up. I see it go through the net. My head just drops. You know, what can you say when the kid hits a shot like that? So he's definitely got the green light. He's capable of shooting it anywhere on the floor, and he's an exciting player to watch, and I look forward to watching him his junior and senior year.
When you first saw him and the way he shoots and his confidence and his abilities, you know, what was the first thing that went through your mind about him?
You know, he's just a great basketball player. You know, I think his freshman year and sophomore year, he's made great strides. He's come a long way. Last year, he was just labeled as a shooter. This year, he started attacking more off the dribble and, you know, learning how to use his screens, whether he's going to curl or fade, you know, depending on what the defender does. And he's getting a lot better at that. I think, you know, basketball IQ, it's there. I think the more he matures and physically, you know, gets to the level, that junior, senior level, where he can play the game and match up with those stronger players, he's going to be a great player in the area. You know, he's going to be fun to watch and fun to watch grow. So I'm looking forward to it.
You had another guy in Adam McGraw who was probably capable of making the dream team or could have came close had his season not gotten shortened due to injury. But my question is, how much did Hayden kind of help glue the team back together when Adam McGraw goes down? I think you had another big-time injury there late in the season as well.
Yeah, you know, Adam was a great player for us. We were 11-5 when he went down in the first quarter of that Potosi game. Ended up winning that game, so we were 12-5 really when he went down. He was averaging close to 20 points a game, which is hard to replace. And not only that, just the senior leadership and kind of the way we gelled as a team. And, you know, Hayden kind of stepped up as a sophomore, wasn't really ready to accept that role. But, you know, I also think Adam kind of helped him along the way too, you know, getting to watch Adam play for 2 years under him and how he was able to put the team on his back at times, and Hayden kind of just realized that it was his time to step up and take that role, and he did a great job of it late in the season.
Well, you talked about one favorite memory with Hayden Sprinkle already. Is there any other memories you wanted to let us know about before we let you go tonight? Anything that stands out?
You know, besides that, basically half-court shot against Festus, you know, one game that stands out is the AV game out at the conference tournament. I don't know if the radio station had a chance to come to that one or not, but he ended the game with 37 points. He was 9-for-19 from three. You know, it's been a long time since I've seen a high school kid shoot 19 threes in the game, and you know, go close to 50%. And if anybody knows Hayden and watches him play, you know that he's not getting an open look. He's got to work for everything he gets. It's not just Hayden. I think Hayden would appreciate me saying this. You got to give credit to the guys around him. You know, guys like Brett Spradling and Hunter Johnson, Kyle Bonney, Nick Parker, those are his 2-point guards. You know, the guys that set screens for him and get it to him. So, you know, without his teammates, you know, him making the dream team as a sophomore wouldn't really be possible. So I think he would appreciate me giving those guys a shout out on the radio as well.
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe he is your first dream team athlete since you've taken over as head coach at North County.
He is, yes, sir.
Pretty good first one to have, right?
Absolutely.
Tough act to follow. Coach, we appreciate it. Anything else you want to add before we let you go?
Nope. I appreciate the coverage all year long, and I appreciate the opportunity for this. Thank you very much.
North County Raiders basketball coach Jimmy Palmer talking about Hayden Sprinkle being selected onto the Dream Team as a sophomore here on J98, the Boot, for the Dream Team Selection Show.
Creative Touch Awards and Gifts on Highway 32 in St. Genevieve is the place to go for your silk screen, embroidery, trophies, and awards. If you need that personalized gift that is sure to be one of a kind, or you need to honor and acknowledge a special person, go to Creative Touch Awards and Gifts with 9 years of experience. Just west of Fleet's Equipment, Highway 32 in St. Genevieve. 573-883-3846. 573-883-3846.
At Dietrich Mother's Head Funeral Home in DeSoto, the caring staff believes in providing value and trust. Every family deserves a perfect and final tribute, but making decisions in a trying time isn't easy. Alleviate that burden from your family with a pre-arranged funeral plan. The compassionate staff will sit down with you, discuss your needs, and listen to your concerns. Dietrich Mother's Head Funeral Home, 220 North Main in DeSoto. There for you in your time of need.
One more recap of boys basketball before we go on to our snubs segment. So
Make sure you stick around for that. That is coming up very, very shortly. Let's run down the list, though. Boys basketball dream team this year. It was from Ellington, Marshawn Morrissey, from Festus, Kamal Kinder, Hayden Sprinkle of North County, Kobe Klaus of Grandview, Brandon Wagner of Central, Gavin Pinkley of Hillsboro, Connor Bosler from Valley Catholic, Zach Beal of Woodland, Javon White, St. Pius, and Parker Forshee from the West County Bulldogs. Five seniors, two juniors, and three sophomores spread out pretty well for boys basketball. Before we move on, Greg, you have an announcement to make?
Yes, I talked to Central Dispatch a little while ago, and if you're in the Farmington area and around about, you're seeing something, then you were probably right, assuming that something's on fire. No concern, Central Dispatch tells us that is just a controlled burn south of the listening area. No worries.
It's Greg Armbruster that's on fire is what that is.
Yep.
When we come back, it's time for Snubs. Keep it on J98 The Boot for the Dream Team Selection Show.
Tower Rock Stone Company is honored to be a part of the St. Genevieve community for over 30 years and equally proud to be a vital asset to the community as well. Tower Rock Stone Company congratulates all the athletes that were named to the 2016 J98 Regional Dream Team. Your hard work and dedication will take you far both on and off the courts and mats. Again, congratulations from Tower Rock Stone Company of St. Genevieve.
There's no place like home, but when age or illness turns home from a place of happiness into one of loneliness, it may be time to consider a healthcare facility. Whether your need is short-term rehabilitation or long-term care, St. Genevieve Care Center offers high-quality medical care complemented by a dedicated staff who offer warmth, wisdom, and the experience of caring, which makes their facility the next best thing to being home. Dignity, respect, care. St. Genevieve Care Center, 1010 St. Gen Drive in St. Genevieve. Medicaid, Medicare, private pay, private insurance, and hospice accepted.
And now, for the best of the rest, it's The Outside Looking In.
I'm on the outside, I'm looking in.
Time for Dream Team Snubs. This is my favorite segment because we get to talk about everybody else who didn't make it, because there are so many deserving athletes in our listening area that deserve recognition. And if they can't be on the Dream Team, God darn it, we're going to at least get them on the air and talk about them a little bit. Greg Armbruster, you're first.
My first, we're going to start with girls basketball. I have to mention the name of Olivia Casey. Integral part of the Central girls basketball team. Didn't have the run that they did a year ago, but she was every bit as important as Megan Skaggs on that team. One without the other may not have been nearly as good. So my first snub is Olivia Casey of Central.
Stick with girls basketball and go to Chad Speaker.
Lexi Black. I got really my first chance to see her. I'd heard about her before, but saw her during districts this year. Terrific talent, point guard, over 20 points per game, but how she controls the game, over three assists, over three steals, and she's a game changer. She's somebody that can take it from the defensive to the offensive end so fast. Now, the good news about Lexi, she's a sophomore, and I think she's going to make it two times.
Tommy Self?
Well, I'm going to mention, too, first one, biggest one, Dana Link, 17.5 points per game, 10 rebounds, over 1,200 career points. She's a senior that graduates this year.
Crystal City.
Yeah, from Crystal City. She played on a really young team that probably struggled a lot this year, so she probably didn't get the recognition, and not a lot of people probably saw her. But I definitely want to shout out Kirsten Sparks of Grandview. She nearly averaged a triple-double. She had a triple-double at one point. She had, like, 10 maybe triple-doubles during games. She even had a quadruple-double one day. I think she led the St. Louis area in assists. Great year for her.
It's amazing.
Will Cheshire.
I'm going to have to go with Emily Eaton of North County. I thought she was terrific, particularly in the district tournament as well. She had a terrific game as Forbes was kind of struggling to score the ball. She really stepped up. I mean, she's the senior leader. She averaged close to 15 points a game, 7 boards, 2.3 steals as well, and shot 44% from beyond the arc. She was all-district team, the fourth leading scorer in history. I mean, she really kind of did it all, and I think that she was very deserving, as Holly Forbes said it herself as well.
Now it's my turn, and we might have to go through these twice because there are so many, but I'm going to go with a girl who has a bright future and will probably make it next year or the year after that. Sophomore from South Iron, Ashley Micken, averaged 20 points per game, 6.9 rebounds per game. Heck, she was close to making the Dream Team as a freshman. She's going to be there when it's all said and done, but I think she was one of the big snubs this year as well.
Had her on my list too, Glenn. And it's hard to gauge because it's a new program and they don't play all the big teams around. But at least want to recognize Catherine Mell from St. Paul. St. Paul is a new program. They're kind of feeling their way through their first few seasons. But this is a girl that averaged 20 points, 10 boards, and 5 blocks a game. So did a really nice job in kind of helping that program to grow anyway.
My next one is a senior, unfortunately, so she missed out on her last chance on making the Dream Team. But what a career for Courtney Callahan of the West County Lady Bulldogs. A four-year starter, 16 points and 11 rebounds per game. Finished her career with 1,290 points. West County's had some good teams over the years with some good players. Courtney Callahan's right up there. One of the better post players in our listening area, I thought.
I also think Annabeth Phillips deserves a shout-out as well. I thought that her and Godsey were almost just kind of a 1-2 punch tandem.
Fredericktown, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, Fredericktown, yeah, sorry about that. If one wasn't playing well, the other was stepping up, and when they were both playing together, that was a very, very difficult team to beat.
Tommy, did you mention Faith Chereau?
I didn't mention Faith Chereau. She's had a little bit, her scoring definitely, her went down a little bit. I think teams probably started to figure out how to guard her a little bit without Kelsey Kingsland in the post. You didn't have that inside-outside presence. And
yeah,
so
good point.
She was a little bit, she still had a great year, 14.5 points per game, 5 rebounds. She had a great year, definitely worth it. I do want to mention, though, Mackenzie Knoll of Jefferson, 15.5 points per game. She's a senior, 5 assists per game. She went over the 1,000-point mark, the first player ever in Jefferson girls basketball history to go over the 1,000-point mark.
So that was a lot of snubs right there.
Yeah.
But certainly all those girls worth the mention, yeah, at the very least. And Faith Chereau, once again, she was a Dream Teamer last year as a freshman. Misses out sophomore year. You know, Allie Golden went through that. She missed it 1 year, made it back her senior year, and Faith has a chance to get back as well. All right, so now, guys, let's go to wrestling snubs. Who you got, Greg?
I'm going to go James Todaro. Just a sophomore, but a kid that maybe just... one of those off days where things don't go well as you get down to the back end of the season. But Todaro, such a great talent. Made it as a freshman a year ago. Didn't finish as well as he did a year ago. But, man, that's going to be a kid that is going to be in the Dream Team for the next couple years.
Herculaneum Black Cat.
I'm going to go with Tyler Henson of Festus, 285, a senior, 47-11 this year. Took first at district, finished sixth at the state meet. And he just took up wrestling his freshman year. That,
wow,
just tells you something.
Yeah.
Finished sixth and stayed a senior year and just took up fresh wrestling 4 years ago.
You always hear about the wrestlers. Yeah, youth wrestling. I started when I was in second grade.
Yeah.
So for a kid to do that, that's pretty amazing.
But I mean, Festus is a young program, yeah, but still.
He was a guy that I was looking at too, yeah. Tommy, as my snub on that one.
Mine's going to be from St. Genevieve, and I'm a little surprised St. Gen only got one on, but I guess when half the team's from Farmington, you know, somebody's going to miss out. St. Gen had some guys that were deserving. Austin Brewer, who made the football Dream Team in the fall, I thought he could have made this wrestling Dream Team. He wrestles at the 152-pound weight class, finished the season with a record of 47-5, SEMO Conference champion, three-time district champ, three-time state qualifier. Finished fourth place this year, which is very, very good, so he's my snub from St. Gen.
I think for my sub, I'm going to have to go back to the DeSoto, and Trey Adams made it, but I think Kyle Williamson deserves a shout-out as well. Williamson, he finished sixth in the state tournament. He had third in districts, first at the Hillsborough Duels in the Bob Greger Classic. He also finished second at the Rockwood Summit. He's a three-year varsity letterman in both wrestling and football, and his record, 48-14, and over the course of his career as he's a senior, 135 career wins.
Oh, wow.
We move on to boys basketball, and I guess we should just go ahead and address the elephant in the room right now. From Park Hill Central, Jake Bridges does not make it this year after making it last year, and I think this just comes down to the incident. I'll just refer to it as the incident there at the end of the season for Park Hill Central. Why he didn't get it, you know, I could go two ways here. He's very deserving athletically. I know him. He's a great kid. He made a mistake. And the coaches felt like, well, because of that mistake this time, they didn't put him on the Dream Team. Does not change what I think about Jake Bridges at all. He's a Dream Team athlete, but I understand not putting him on the Dream Team as well.
Yeah, I echo your sentiment, Glenn. You know, he, along with a couple other players, the story's been out there, and the coach got suspended for their state playoff game. And you know, that does affect your team, and that does affect contributing to your team. And I can understand where the coaches did there.
Other snubs for boys basketball.
Mine's Wes Sharp from Ellington.
I
don't know how you necessarily split Morrissey and Sharp or elevate one above the other one. I think they were both deserving to be on the Dream Team. Greg and I saw Wes Sharp in the district semifinal game when it was a one-possession ball game, and he had really struggled in the first half, was in foul trouble. He came out and scored 16 points in the third quarter
consecutive.
Wow. And the game, and it was over. The game was absolutely over. And that's the type of talent he is. He can just absolutely take over. A humble kid, credits his teammates. That was my snub, Wes Sharp.
You know, I was actually thinking he was a senior, but the good thing is he's a junior. So he does get another shot at it next year. That's good. And probably what hurt him is you have three really good Ellington players. Mm-hmm. Kind of stole votes from each other a little bit.
I think you can make a case. We'll unveil this during our Dream Team ceremony, but I think you can make a case anyway for Wes Sharp as the player of the year. Not only being on the Dream Team, but play. I think he's that good.
Yeah, find out on April 3rd who the Dream Team player of the year is. Other Dream Team snubs, boys basketball.
This is a tough one, but obviously you can go with Brady DeGeer, Crystal City, 18 points per game. He is just a sophomore, two blocks a game, so he's got plenty of time that he can get on there. Trey Miller and Logan Kelly Wolf both had really good years for Windsor. I think Windsor just had a really, really good year that just had been played in too many other good teams around them. And definitely Tyler Schwartz of Hillsboro, 15.5 points per game. Gavin Pinkley mentioned him, all-time leading three-point shooter in Hillsboro history. And Mike Rita Jefferson, all-time leading scorer there, too.
Will, I think you got a pretty big one over there, don't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Morgan Shankus.
Literally a big one.
Yeah. Go with Morgan Shankus, St. Genevieve. That guy was a monster, a load, down load to handle. He averaged 15 points a game, 8.5 rebounds, 2.5 blocks. And not only the blocks, he also averaged a steal and a half a game as well. But he was almost more impressive when he wasn't stuffing the stat sheet just because of the presence he had down low on the defensive end of things as well. When he was in the game, it was real difficult for opponents to get inside of the paint.
If you were actually building a team to compete rather than saying who had the best year, if you were building a team, he's the guy that would be on this team without question.
Mentioned three guys from Ellington. Don't know if I gave the name, though, of Sean Chilton.
Thank
who
you.
Arguably. Oh, sorry, Greg.
No.
Tommy stole like three of mine, so I had to steal one of yours.
Sorry. There are just so many.
Right.
You could argue that Sean Chilton was the one who started it all for Ellington. He's the senior of the group. Marshawn Morrissey and Wes Sharp aren't as good without Sean Chilton.
Yeah, I was going to say both of those point guards are very deserving, Chilton and Schwartz. Another name that you could definitely throw out there. I mean, we could go on and on about this, but there's a handful of names that you could throw out there.
So far.
One of them that we haven't mentioned to a great degree is Jacob Minor-Shagan,
junior,
definitely. West County. We talked to Parker earlier. Jacob had a 50-burger in a game, in a high school game. Think about that. There's 32 minutes. He dropped 50, and you know he didn't play in the final few minutes. Just a kid that has stuff like that, I mean, that's Dream Team talent.
Kid averaged 20 points per game and didn't make the Dream Team.
Right.
That's how good this Dream Team is,
right? That tells you something.
I think we've pretty much covered all of them. You know, that's a pretty good list of Dream Team snubs right there. Had a lot of fun tonight, guys. Anything else you want to add before we hit our final Dream Team recap? We do have a rundown to go through, kind of breaking it down by numbers, but anything before that?
Our hypothetical 5-on-5 between our 10 Dream Teams, that'll take place next Thursday.
We should do a draft. We want to do a draft?
Yeah. Right. We're on computer simulations. Right. Is that what you're going to do there? No, but one of the really fun things that we get to do and covering sports now at this point moving forward is we get to interview all these Dream Team athletes. So we'll remind folks that we'll have all those interviews on the air on J98 and tune in for those. I always think it's fun to kind of talk to those guys, see what their memories are from their seasons, what makes them tick, what people they kind of credit for helping them out along the way. So that'll be a really fun process as we go through our Dream Team throughout the next couple of weeks.
Those interviews are coming up later this week. So if we talk to you tonight, you're not off the hook. We're going to talk to you again. So get that out of your head right now. You got one more, at least, interview with us. Now time for our Dream Team breakdown. I'd like to go by the numbers on this. We'll start by class. This year's Dream Team had 16 seniors, twice as many as they had juniors with 8, which was twice as many as sophomores with 4, and just the 1 freshman. Thought that was interesting. I broke it down by county as well. And this year's winner, St. Francis County. They had 10, but Jefferson County right behind with 9. St. Jen County with 3 Dream Team athletes. Iron County and Washington County each with 2. Madison and Bullinger County bringing up the rear with 1 there. But good that they even got the Dream Team athletes on. And then Farmington leads the Dream Team with 5 wrestlers as we go by school. 5 Dream Teamers all on the wrestling team. Then you had a few tied with 2. Festus, North County, Potosi, St. Genevieve Central, and Seckman all had 2. And then it was a lot of just 1 and dones. Ellington, Grandview, Hillsboro, St. Pius, Valley Catholic, West County, Woodland, Arcadia Valley, Bunker, Fox, Rudertown, Viburnum, and DeSoto, each with 1 Dream Teamer this year. Great show, guys.
You're right, Glenn.
Awesome.
It was a great show. You know, one thing before we go, it is cool to, because as we put all this together, I mean, we kind of get into a whirlwind. All the kids and their lives are getting into a whirlwind, but it's very cool throughout the process of this show to see how much it means to the kids that make it to the Dream Team. A very humbling experience on our end.
Been doing it for 6 years. I don't get tired of it. It's a lot of fun.
That it has been. Will, how'd you like the first go?
Yeah, I was just going to jump in and make a little comment. You know, I got thrown right into the fire as soon as I got here at the beginning of February. I didn't really know what to expect, but boy, has it been a lot of fun just in the basketball side of things. You know, seeing the girls and the boys play. Of course, the wrestlers have been terrific as well, so I'm definitely looking forward to the spring sports and then the fall sports side. But all the athletes in this area have been terrific, and I look forward to seeing the athletes that play more than just one sport as well and just kind of get an opportunity to see how they do in multiple sports.
If you missed any of tonight's Dream Team selection show, we're going to post it immediately online as soon as we go off the air. So you can go to MyMoInfo.com, go to the team pages. You can listen to the full-length Dream Team selection show. Listen to all those cards, those player cards. We have so much fun, Greg and I, tag teaming those this year. And those are a lot of fun to put together, and I think the kids enjoy them as well. Dream Team ceremony is Sunday, April 3rd at 2 o'clock at the St. Genevieve Performing Arts Center on campus at St. Genevieve High School. We look forward to seeing the Dream Team athletes and their coaches and their families there. For Tommy Self, for Will Cheshire, for Greg Armbruster, and for Chad Speaker, I'm Glenn Johnson for Regional Radio Sports. We'll leave you with your final Dream Team recap.
Dream Team recap.
Let's go.
Girls basketball.
Megan Skaggs, Central, Lady Rebels. Holly Forbes, North County Raiders. Briar Johnson, Arcadia Valley, Lady Tigers. Paige Godsey, Fredericktown Blackhats. Madison Reynolds, St. Genevieve Dragons. J.C. Skaggs, Bunker, Lady Eagles. Izzy Farrell, Fox Lady Warriors. Jordan Eddy, Bestest Lady Tigers. Allie Golden, Potosi Trojans. Emily Parker, Viburnum Lady Jays.
Dream Team recap. Wrestling.
Devin Savage, Farmington Knights. Trey Adams, DeSoto Dragons. Wes Dickens, St. Genevieve Dragons. Jared Nicholson, Farmington Knights. Colin Hewitt, Farmington Knights. Cam Fusco, Sekman Jaguars. Kai O'Rine, Sekman Jaguars. William Siebert, Farmington Knights. Ben Turnbow, Potosi Trojans. Bradley Harmon, Farmington Knights.
Dream Team recap. Boys basketball.
Marshawn Morrissey, Ellington Whippets. Kamal Kinder, Bestest Tigers. Hayden Sprinkle, North County Raiders. Toby Klaus, Grandview Eagles. Brandon Wagner, Central Rebels. Gavin Pinkley, Hillsboro Hawks. Connor Bosler, Valley Catholic Warriors. Zach Beal, Woodland Cardinals. Javon White, St. Pius Lancers. Parker Forshee, West County Bulldogs.
Dream Team recap.